The Gemara says on the Kuf Tes Zayin on the base that in the days of the Gemara, the practice. Says on the Kuf Tes Zayin on the base that in the days of the Gemara the practice would be that only one person would say the Haggadah and the other people would be Yotzei with Shemir Kohen, like we do by Kiddush and Abdullah, that one person says the Kiddush and everybody else is Yotzei with Shemir Kohen. The din is, let's say, by Tkiyah Shofar also like that, one person blows Shofar and everybody listens and they're all Yotzei with Shemir Kohen. So the Mishnah says in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah that the Baal Tekeah has to be a Mechuy B'dova. If the Baal Tekeah is a woman, or the Baal Tekeah is a Cherusha to be cotton, any one of whom is not obligated to hear it, Kia Shofar. So the Mishnah says, Mishenim Mechuy B'dova, Eremotia Motia Sarabim Medechai Voson, you don't apply Shemei Kain. So the same over here, the Gemara says, by Haggadah. If the one is going to be reciting the Haggadah as a Lab Bar Chiyuba, one is not obligated, a Cherusha to be cotton, let's say, so then you cannot apply the principle of Shemei Kain. So the Gemara says, what if the one who says the Haggadah is a Summa? He's blind. So the Gemara has a din that Summa is Potam Eloi Mahaggadah, that the Summa is not Mechuyiv Min HaTorah to say the Haggadah. Because it says, Babu Zeh, Os Hashem Li B'Tzeisim in Mitzrayim. And the word Zeh, in Tanakh, the Gemara always understands the word Zeh, something that you can see, something that you can point to. Inei Lakeinu Zeh, Zeh Kevini Andei. The Gemara says, Rosa Shivchalaya, Mashallah, Yechaska Bambuzi, Rimaisim Akov. Does that mean something Rosa, something that you can see? So here also it says, Babu Zeh, Rosa Hashem Li, Babu Zeh, Lai Maitel, Bisho Sheish Matsumoro, Munochim, Lufonecho. So the Gemara says that's how I know that a Summa is Patam Eloim Haggadah. So the Gemara is bothered with a Kashin. So a Summa is not Mechuy Ben Atar. And you can't apply Shemei Kohen. The one who's doing the Amira is a Lab Bar Chiyuva. So how come in Rabbi Yosef's yeshiva, he used to recite the Haggadah? He was blind and he said the Haggadah by heart. He knew Tanakh by heart. The Tosfos points out in Bava Kamma, he knew Tanakh by heart, Rabbi Yosef. So he knew the Haggadah by heart. Not so difficult. So he used to recite the Haggadah in the yeshiva and everybody was Yotzei. You see, by the way, they used to have yeshiva on Pesach. And Balozhin. And Balozhin also like that. They used to have a Seder together. And the Netziv used to fear the dish by the Seder. Talmidim would stay in Yeshiva for the Seder. So here also by Rabbi Yosef, the Talmidim would be there. Rabbi Yosef would recite the Haggadah to be Moitzei the Talmidim based on the principle of Shemei Kohen. And Gemara says, how does it work? And for the Gemara, and Babazelu Amarta Lebishosh Yeshematzo Noam Menachem Lefanecho implies that the mitzvah of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim is only a mitzvah min HaTorah. When you have either Pesach, Matzah, Umaror, either all three, or two of the three, or one of the three. So Bizman HaZeh, there is no Korban Pesach. And the Gemara says that Moror Bizman HaZeh is only the Rabbanan. There's no Moror Derais. Because it's a Hekish. The only time you have Moror Derais is Bizman Dika Pesach, Bizman Deleka Pesach. There's no Moror. What about Matzah Bizman HaZeh? Is Matzah Bizman HaZeh Derais, or is it the Rabbanan? So the Gemara has a Machlekes, and he's daf, and Kuf Tezayin on the days. They give you the cross references here. Machlokes Amorai. So the Gemara puts it all together. If you hold that there is no Korban Pesach Bizman HaZeh, Mora is only the Rabbanah. If you hold like that opinion, the Matzah is only the Rabbanah. So there is no Baal HaZeh. So the whole CPT is Mitzrayim is only the Rabbanah. So only the Rabbanah. So then Rav Yosef can already be Moitzi the others in the Amira Sahagrodah. Yeah, that's a further question. Why? But he's not Mechuy B'dovah with the Rabbanah either. Assume it's part of the Haggadah, so he's part of the Rabbanah. So does the Gemara mean to say that the Summa is only part on the level of the Raisa about the Rabbanah, and the Summa is Mechuyiv Loim HaHaggadah? So mainly the other people, everybody else, all of us are also only Mechuyiv Midi Rabbanah. If you assume that Matzah Bizman HaZeh is only the Rabbanah, so there is no Baal HaZeh, there's nothing to speak of. Is that what the Gemara means to say, that the Summa is only part of the Rabbanah? No, the Gemara perhaps means to say that that Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, that says that Nishenim Mechuyiv B'Dovah, And emotio sarab in the dechay vasa, maybe the Mishnah only applies to mitzvahs deraisa. Maybe a mitzvah derabanan, the klal doesn't apply. Maybe if he should say that tzipi tzis mitzrayim is manazeh is only the rabbanon, because murder is the rabbanon and matzah is the rabbanon, so there's no barazeh, so the whole tzipi is only the rabbanon. So then with respect to din the rabbanon, you don't need mechui bedova. So what do you do with the Mishnah Megillah that applies it to Mikra Megillah? Mikra Megillah is only the rabbanon. How come you say there mishena mechui bedova and moti asarab medechal basan? So Mistam you'll answer. And Mikra Megillah is a higher level of a din the rabbanon. Maybe Mikra Megillah is a direi kabbalah. So some Achrayim say, Shagasari writes like that, and Turiyev and Rabbi Kadegi quotes it, others, Rabbi Chaim Oizer quotes it like that. Maybe we should consider Mikra Megillah as a Divrei Kabbalah that we discussed before Purim, Machlekes Achrayim. Shabbat Rav doesn't like that idea. He attacks that. He shows from Rashi and Tainus that Mikra Megillah is not considered a Divrei Kabbalah. But if you're going to treat Mikra Megillah like a plain din de Rabbanon, and you're going to say, with the Tesis and Rosh Hashanah writes like this, that Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah and Mechui B'dover, and Emotzi, Yisrael, and Dechavos, only applies to Mitzvahs Deraisa, and Mitzvahs Derabbanan, it doesn't apply. So what's Tesis going to do with the Mishnah Megillah? The Tesis will have to say that Megillah is a higher level of a Derabbanan. It's considered a Divrei Kabbalah. But Leis Brer, they have to say like that. Anyway, this is the Gemara. This is the Gemara. The Minhas Chinuch writes a suffix, and we don't really understand what a suffix. This Gemara is Poshet a suffix. Several Gemaras are Poshet a suffix. The Minhas Chinuch writes a suffix. Let's say a Jew is in Siberia, and he doesn't have any matzahs. So is the obligation of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim only the Rabbana? Because Bavazelei Amarta Rebishoshesh Matzimah Munochim Lofanecha. You have to take it literally, Munochim Lofanecha. It's in front of you. Or should you perhaps understand that phrase a little differently? It's just a melitza. It means when there's an obligation to have Pesach, Matzah, or Moror. If there's an obligation to have one of these, then there's also an obligation to have Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim in conjunction with the obligation of Pesach, Matzah, or Moror. But Bizman She'ei Matzah, Moror, Menachem, Lefanach means if there's no obligation for Matzah, or Moror, or Pesach, then there's no obligation for Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's what the Minhas Chinuch is Mesupik. But if you have a person who's a Bar Chayuva, he's obligated to eat matzah, but he just doesn't have any matzah. He's in Siberia, and they don't, the communists don't let him eat any matzahs. So it's the obligation of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim Deraisa the Rabban. So the Pashtus in the Gemara is that you're supposed to take it literally. The Gemara says that Esulma is Patam Bilay Mahagor, because it says Babu Zeh, even if it's Mamish Munach Lefanach, if you can't see it, there's no good. You have to be able to see it. How can he raise such a hakira? So the Pashto says that it's to be taken literally. Literally. The tour has a machlekes harishonim. How one is to understand the nature of this din of munachim lefanecha. Is it a kiyum in the Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, or is it a kiyum in the matzah? How are you supposed to understand it? With the following nafkemina, let's say the Torah has a funny case. So there's one siman in the Torah, it's a Shulchan Aruch, a whole siman dedicated to this. By us is funny, and in Europe it was no joke. If a person doesn't have any wine, so how does he prava seder? If you don't have any wine, what do you do on Pesach night for a seder? So he has five different shittas. Every step of the way there's a machlokes. There's probably more than five shittas. If you make all the combinations, computations and the calculations, more. Here, siman tov pei gimel. For the debate among the five different shittas that the Torah quotes, some of these are on the level of their isa. Some of them are only the rabbanans, but they're also interesting, the rabbanans. But some of them are on the level of their isa, and one of them seems to be on this topic. Some rishonim say that you should say Kiddush on Matzah in the beginning of the meal, just like all year long. When you don't have any wine, you can say Kiddush on Challah. Machlekes HaRishayim, but you can say Kiddush on Challah. That's how we paskin. In Europe, apparently, there was a common practice that a lot of people, the Chafetz Chaim and many other people, just couldn't afford wine. It was too expensive, but Challah they did have. So it was a very common practice to say Kiddush on Challah, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So on Pesach night, if you don't have any wine, So some are of the opinion, say you say Kiddush on Matzah in the beginning of the meal. So some say, but you better have in mind not to be yotzei the mitzvah of Matzah. Because you want to have the whole Haggadah recited before you eat the matzah, before you fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. Because Barbazelo Yamata Labashosh Matzah Moram Nochum Lufanecho, and you have to have lechem only, lechem she'odim all of Dvarim Harbe. So these Rishonim understand that you have to have literally matzah that you're going to fulfill the mitzvah matzah with. The matzah that you're going to fulfill. You see, a lot of people do like this. A lot of people have a lot of guests. So when it comes time for Moitzi Matzah, they're going to take out another box of Shmura Matzah, they're going to give everybody their own matzah. Because when they say that, they don't have this whole ton of Shmura Matzah on the table, they just have three matzahs on the table and that's enough. So then it comes out that all of the people, the father of the household, the grandfather, whoever it is, who's probing the Haggadah, he's probing the Seder over there, and he's going to eat from the matzahs over which he recited the whole Sipitzias Mitzrayim. So he's going to say the mitzvah matzah Bishlei Musa. His is lechem ayin, lechem shodim alo dvar mahadi. The other matzahs that all the other people are eating were not on the table at the time that they recited the Haggadah. So they're only yotze b'dieved. They're not really having lechem ayin, lechem shodim alo dvar mahadi. And other Rishonim disagree, and they say, no, what are you talking about? You can be yotze matzah, you say kiddush on matzah, if you don't have wine. It's in the top pegim. If you don't have wine, so you say kiddush over challah, and on Pesach night you say kiddush over matzah. Say kiddush over matzah. So say Hashem kiddush over sasana alachilas matzah biyotzei matzah. So biyotzei matzah now. What's the problem? Oh, you have to say the Haggadah later. So you take some more matzah and put it on the table. So they obviously understand that lechem she'einim alo dvarim harbe and barbazela matzah b'shol she'esh matzah munachem lefanecha matzah mor. That's a din in the Sipitzias Mitzrayim. That when a person gives a lecture, it gets a little boring. So if you draw pictures on the wall. If you write on the blackboard and you show, if you have audio visual aids, if you show slides, so then it helps in the Hasbara. So on Pesach night, it shouldn't just be a lecture that the father of the household is going to get a long lecture for 5 hours. No, he should have, here's the matzah and here's the morah, and he picks this up. He says, lecha, matzah zuzah wa'echlam. You have to have a demonstration, you have to act it out a little bit. But that's just in order to make the CPT inside Lebedik. That's an enhancement, that's a hidur in the mitzvah of CPT inside. It's not a hidur in the mitzvah of matzah. The matzah, you can be yotzei without having on the wall of Dvar Mahadi. You don't have to be yotzei the matzah on that matzah that was sitting there over which you recited the whole Haggadah. This is a major machlokes of Rishonim, how to understand the din d'oraisa. The two quotes are the Siman Tov Pei Gimel. So it's really a nafkamina to everybody's Seder. We do have wine, so we don't say kiddush over matzah. We have matzah on the table when we tell the Haggadah, but we don't have all the tons of matzah that we're gonna bring in the boxes of matzah later. So according to some Rishonim, the proper thing is that you should have all the matzah that everybody, if you have a lot of guests, and they're not going to all be able to eat from the matzah, from the three matzahs that you have on the table. So a group of Rishonim hold that you should have all of those matzahs on the table, b'shas sipur. So all of the matzahs is lechem she'onim all of Dvar Mahadi.
Assuming
to be Yaitse Dalat Kaisu Khan Medina. So,
this is the first
copy
of Kiddush. Would you
can't
be
Yaitse
Khan
Medina?
Would you still be
able to
be Yaitse
the first copy of Dalat Kaisu
Khan Medina? Even though you
can be Yaitse Kiddush with it? The big discussion they have in there, Siman Tov Pei Gimel, they have all of this discussion. Some hold that you can't, some hold.
Huh?
No, it's not Shalakim. No. Robert Stein wrote a special sefer for soldiers in the Russian army. So he talks about that, can you say Chama Medina? Like, they didn't always give them, the Chavetz Chaim himself didn't have wine, so he doesn't expect the soldiers to have wine, but at least Chavetz Chaim had challah. Soldiers may not even have any challah, so the Shabbos, can you, Chama Medina don't have schnapps, they're going to have vodka, that they're going to have. So the Shabbos, can you say, B'shas Ad Chagol, can you be lying all year long? Pesach night, you can't make Yiddish on vodka. But on Stamets Chometzik, no. But all year long, the Chavetz Chaim talks, what if it's a big Shas Ad Chak? Are you allowed to rely on those Rishonim hold that you can say Kiddush all year long on Chama Medina? Pesach night, it's as far to say more so that yet. Because the Dalmei Hacha the Kiddush, even if you say you have no wine, so you can't be Yotze Kiddush, maybe you can be Yotze, maybe you still say the Kiddush with Torah Sar, because it's right. That's a big discussion, big discussion in the tour and in the portion.
Well, that's just something that we have to finish. I think you can't say
about
by
like in
the
collaborative deal
and
the like that stuff.
The
honey
never
see.
That's why over there.
The Summa can never see. Could be. Okay. Could be. The question, what does that mean, kol sheina roi labila? What's the nature of that thing, kol sheina roi labila, bila nefemis? The way the Shagasari writes, Siman Vav, and the Shagasari probably wouldn't apply. The Shagasari says that the only time you apply the principle of kol sheina roi labila is if the mitzvah b'shleimus of the korban mincha, for example, is with blila. Mincha b'lula b'shemi. He's supposed to do blila. So if he didn't do blila, so it's already an incomplete mitzvah. So you should really. So b'di'evad y'yotzeh, loy b'alal yotzeh. The Mishnah says in the Rachis, loy b'alal kosher. But what if it was loy b'alal? What if you have so much flour in the bisa, so much flour in the klishares, that it's physically impossible to do blila? So then I say the lack of blila is such, makes it that it's such an incomplete mitzvah that even if you would have wanted to try to do the blila, you wouldn't have been able to. So then the incompleteness of the mitzvah is worse, and then you say that you're not yetzer. So the Shagasari claims that the only time such a principle applies kol shenei roi labila, bila mi'akeves, or for example in the Gemara, that when you do chalitza, it's a mitzvah. So the mitzvah b'shleimus is chalitza hasandal and the rikike and the kriyas hapsukim. What if they didn't recite the kriyas hapsukim? So then we paskim, achlekes hatanai, we paskim b'di'evet, the chalitza will be kosher. You'll be yotzei the mitzvah, shaloi b'shleimus, b'di'evet, it's also good. But what if they didn't recite the psukim of the chalitza because they're cheresh ein yochel ledaber, either the yovam or the yavama, is a cheresh ein yochel ledaber. So then it's a very incomplete mitzvah of chalitza. It's so incomplete that even if they would have wanted to try, they wouldn't have been able to, the impossibility to do it in an incomplete fashion. So he says, oh, if it's so incomplete, then it's ma'akev mitzvah. So he claims that the only thought, not everybody agrees with him. Rashbam and Baba Basra and Daf Pei Aleph has a totally different understanding of the klal. But the way the Shagasari understands it, he quotes Rishonim who hold the favors like him. That the klal of kol sheina roi labila only applies when there's something incomplete in the mitzvah. According to the way the Minhas Chinuch is raising a possibility that as man sheish matzamar menachem lefanecho, there's nothing incomplete if it's not munach lefanecho. All the Tanoi meant to say was that there's a connection between the chi of matzah and the chi of stipit. But it doesn't have to be even b'chatchila, you don't have to have it on the table. And we, Alpi Pashtus, do not assume like that. So then you wouldn't be able to say by the Sunnah. So what do I care if by the Sunnah he's physically unable to even to look at the matzah? If no one else even has to look at the matzah l'chatchila either. So what do I care if the Sunnah is physically unable to? So the Pashtus is that we assume you really have to have matzah there. And you really have to look at the matzah. The matzah has to be exposed. The matzah is in a box. So it's no good. The matzah has to be exposed when you say the CPT is Mitzrayim. And you have the shayla and the rishonim, whether it's enough if you have a little matzah just to be yotzei CPT is Mitzrayim. But all the matzah that all the people want to be yotzei with should be exposed on the table at the time of CPT is Mitzrayim.
What about the afikoman? If you put it away, it's not munach.
It's a good kash. You mean if you hold afikoman as mitzvah's matzah, there's a machlokes, right? We discussed yesterday. Basis in the Rashbam think that afikoman is really the ikar mitzvah matzah, that when you eat matzah in the beginning of the meal, and you say the brocha, shekhar shana, the mitzvah mitzvah al achilas matzah, you have a mind not to be yotzei matzah then. And you only have a mind to be yotzei the matzah at the end of the meal. And the Rosh says not so. The Rosh says that the afikoman is only zechel of Pesach. It's not really the ikar mitzvah matzah. It's a good time. Who is the one who instituted that? The tzofun, that you break the matzah in half, yachatz and the tzofun. So apparently these rishonim hold that Babazela Amati is just a din of CP, it's yes, Mitzrayim. Or maybe they hold that afikoman is not a din in matzah. It's a din in Korban Pesach. I don't know. It's an interesting point. Very good point. There is a problem also when you have guests in your home for the Seder. There's one issue as to whether you have to have all the boxes of matzahs exposed on the table, this question in Rishonim. And then there's another issue that's raised by the Taz based on the Gemara on Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Sukkah that says that the first 2 days of Sukkah you have to have Shalachem for the Dalad Minim. And the Gemara says, what if you'll have an Esrog of Maisa Sheni? Is that called Shalachem or not? So the Gemara says it depends on the Machlekes Reb Meir Reb Yudah in the Machlekes HaTanayim in the Mishnah, whether Maisa Sheni Momen Bailam or Maisa Sheni Momen Gavoya. If you hold the Maisa Sheni is Momen Bailam, then it's called Shalachem. If you hold Maisa Sheni is Momen Gavoya, then it's not called Shalachem. That's how we pass it. We pass it, usually we pass it Reb Meir Reb Yudah, Halachik Reb Yudah, And the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the end of the second paragraph, this is an exception to the rule. And here we pass from like Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that Ma'aseh Sheni is Mama Gavaya. It's not called Shalachem. If you Mekadosh and Isha with Ma'aseh Sheni, she's Einu Mekudeshes, because it's not Shalachem. And if you have an Esrik Shal Ma'aseh Sheni on the first 2 days of Sukkot, it's no good because it's not Shalachem. So the Gemara says, and what if you'll take matzah made from Ma'aseh Sheni? What's the din? So the Gemara raises a different question. Maybe it's Matzah Sheni Nacheles B'chol Ma'aseh Shvaseichem, a different angle, a different aspect why it may be no good. But the Gemara says, what about this angle? What about the Shalachem? So the Gemara says, yeah. It depends on the machlokes satanaim, Rav Meir, Rav Yudit. If you hold Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavaya, that's a we pass. Ma'aseh Sheni is not Mama Baila. Ma'aseh Sheni is Mama Gavaya, so it's not Shalachem, so you're not Yoitzerif. So the Gemara says, Pshita, you just told me that when it gave to Esrik Shal Ma'aseh Sheni. Pshita, so it's the same thing by Matzah. The Gemara says, not Pshita. By Esrik, there's a Pasuk, Lekachtem Lachem, Shalachem. There's a Mishnah that says that you need Shalachem. Ain't only Yoitzerdech Abasa, but a love of Shalachavei, right? On the first day of Sukkot, but matzah. Who says you need? Where does it say mixiv matzaschem? Where does it say that you need shalachem? So the Gemara Taki asks, how do you talk and know that matzah shematzah sheni is no good? Maybe you don't need shalachem. Maybe there's no problem. The Gemara says no. There's a gzereshava lechem from chiyuv challah. Chiyuv challah. The din is that isa shal matzah sheni if it's mama gavaya is not chayv. So here also you need shalachem. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. So the Rambam writes it in that matzah gzula ain't on a miyotze bo yedech hervasa because mitzvah bo b'aveira. Mitzvah bo b'aveira. You should have said a better reason. Forget about mitzvah bo. Mitzvah bo b'aveira is a machlokes in the Gemara, whether there is such a din, mitzvah bo b'aveira. Zog, because you need shalachem. So the Rosh comments. The Rosh writes on this daf, on daf lamaches. Matzah gzula is no good because you need shalachem. It's not shalachem. So, the Chapela and the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this Gemara. The Rambam paskins matzah shal ma'aseh sheni eidon yetzib dechavasa b'pesach because he needs shalachem. So if he needs shalachem, so why do they have to go give a different reason that a matzah gzula is no good because mitzvah baba veira? He could have said because of the lack of shalachem. So Rav Soloveitchik said, Mistama, the Rambam understood the Gemara differently. The Gemara says that it doesn't really say matzah aschem, it doesn't say shalachem by matzah. So how do you come off to say such a thing that matzah shal ma'aseh sheni ledivra meir? That's the top line on Lamed Chesem and Aleph. Matzah shal ma'aseh sheni ledivra meir, eidon miyotze bo yedecha vasa b'pesach, and that's how we pass them. Why not? If it's mama gavaya, so it's no good. Why should you say it's no good? There is no pasuk that says matzah aschem. So the Gemara says, well, we derive it from gzeira shava lechem, not lechem, from Chala. And by Chiv Chala, the din is that Ma'aseh Sheni, if Ma'aseh Sheni is Mama Gavar, you say not Chayim Chala. What does that din taki mean? By Ma'aseh Sheni, my Chala, there's a din, you need Shalachem? By Chiv Chala, I work in a bakery. I'm the baker. You own the bakery and I'm the worker. So there's no Chiv Chala because I'm mixing someone else's flour and water. There is no such din that you need Shalachem. The din is, he can't be mafish trumas and maisis on somebody else's food. I can't be mafish challah on someone else's dough. It's a different thing. But there is no din that you need shalachem in order to be chayv and challah. So the din by challah is a new din. That hegdish is not chayv and challah. That's the word. Hegdish is not chayv and challah. So if you hold Ma'aseh Sheni, Mama Gavoya, Mama Bailim is two inyonim. One is, a name is Mekadosh and Isha with Paris of Ma'aseh Sheni. Ishim Kudeshus or not. I give you Ma'aseh Sheni the Matana. I'm a farmer, I have Ma'aseh Sheni. I sell you the Ma'aseh Sheni, I give you the Ma'aseh Sheni. Is the Matana Chal, is the Mechira Chal. Mekadosh and Isha, when I give her the food of Ma'aseh Sheni, is the ownership of the Ma'aseh Sheni transferred? So that's a question of Dini Mammon. If you have Ma'aseh Sheni's Mama Bailim, I have the ability to transfer the ownership to somebody else. If you have Mama Gavoya, so I don't have the ability to transfer the ownership to anybody else. So that's one aspect of the... There's a double machloikis with the Ma'aseh Sheni Mammon, Ba'al Mammon Gavaya, that's one machloikis. And Didi Mammonis, is it considered, do I have the right to act like a balabas? It's mine, like a Ba'al Mammon Didi Mammonis or not? Then there's another machloikis with the Ma'aseh Sheni Mammon Gavaya, Mammon Hedyet, is it considered Hegdish or not? If you own Ma'aseh Sheni Mammon Gavaya, I treat Ma'aseh Sheni like Hegdish. If you own Ma'aseh Sheni's Mammon Ba'al Mammon, don't treat Ma'aseh Sheni like Hegdish. That's a Gemara Menachos on Daf Pei Beis. Gemara Menachos Daf Pei Beis is the Beferish like that. About Ma'aseh Sheni, that it's the Machlekes Reb Meir Reb Yudah is another dimension. When you get to buying a Shlomim with the Ma'aseh Sheni, there's Beferish in the Gemara, that it's a Machlekes about the nature of the Kedusha, not just the Machlekes But the aspect of the Dini Mammon is, does the farm have a right to act like a Bailam on it? But also, Machlokes is going to get, do you treat it like Hegdash Shana? So here, that's apparently how the Rambam understood. Chiyuv Chala only exists on Hedyot. There's no Chiyuv Chala on Hegdash. That's Mishnah's like that. There's no obligation to be Mafish Chala on an Issa Shal Hegdash. What if the Issa is an Issa Shal Maisa Sheni? They treat Maisa Sheni as Hegdash, and it's Pata from Chala. Now, so Gemara says that depends on the Machlokes on Meir Rav Yudah. If you hold Maisa Sheni Mama Gavoya, so it's called Hegdash. It is not Chai Mechal. If you hold Maisa Sheni Mama Bailim, so it's not treated like Hegdash, and it would be Chai Mechal. So the Gemara learns out Lechem Lechem Egzera Shavo. The Gemara puts all the three things. Rabasi has three statements, one after the other. There's Machlokes on Meir Rav Yudah, the Maisa Sheni Mama Gavoya, Mama Bailim. That's in the Mishnah. Rabasi shoots off three Nafkaminas, and this Machlokes, one is Benegir to Chiv Chala, one is going to get to Matzah, and one is going to get to Esrog. So Esrog is simple. That's the easiest one. Esrog Shemaisa Sheni, is it Shalachem? On the first 2 days you need Shalachem. Is it Shalachem? Is it not Shalachem? That depends on the Machlokes on Meir Rav Yudah. That we would have said on our own. The first one by Maisa Sheni, that's already a Chiddush. That you have to know the Gemara Menachos already. The Machlokes on Meir Rav Yudah is not only is it Shalachem or not. Machlokes is, do you treat it like Kodesh or do you not treat it like Kodesh? Hegdish, Hegdish. Let's say, I have a Sefer Torah, tefillin, a mezuzah has Kedusha, but it's not called Hegdish. Let's say somebody steals my tefillin, they don't have to pay me. Somebody destroys my mezuzah, they don't have to pay me. You say that Mazik is a Hegdish, is Pata. It's not Hegdish, it has Kedusha. The tefillin, the mezuzah, the Sefer Torah has Kedusha, but it's not called Hegdish. But what about my Sheni? If somebody, a farmer has my Sheni, do you consider the my Sheni as Hegdish? Do you label it as Hegdish or not? So Gemara says that's also a Machlokes on Meir Rav Yudah. If you hold Maisa Sheni is Maman Gavoya, then you call Maisa Sheni Hegdish. If you hold this Maman Ban, then you don't call it Hegdish. So if you call it Hegdish, then it's Pata from Chiyuv Chala. So the Rambam understands, you learn at Zereshova Lechem Lechem from Chiyuv Chala, you learn to Matzah, that just like Hegdish is Pata from Afroshas Chala, if you mix Hegdish, you get flour and water. It's not no Chiyuv Chala, so too, if you have a Matzah Shal Hegdish, it's possible for the mitzvah of matzah. But if I steal a matzah from the bakery, I steal some matzah from Manashev, it's a matzah gzula, that's not Hegdish. It's not a Hegdish to begin with. It's not Shalachem. So the Rambam says, who says he needs Shalachem? By Esrog, the Gemara says he needs Shalachem. By matzah, the Gemara says, it doesn't, mixiv matzah aschem, it doesn't say Shalachem. You don't need Shalachem. The only vote is, if it's Hegdish, it's possible. So if you hold Maisa Sheni, Mama Gavoya, so it's Hegdish. That's what the Gemara meant to say. That's how the Rambam understood. So just to review, there seems to be a machlokes. Not there seems to be. There seems to be. It sounds like there's a machlokes, the Rosh and the Rambam. How do you understand the Gemara? The Gemara says it doesn't say matzah aschem. So what leads you to believe that matzah shel Maisa Sheni is not acceptable? Agzeir shel lechem lechem from Chiyuv Chala. By Chiyuv Chala, since it's Mamu Gavoyes, it's not Chai Mechala. So the Rambam seems to understand that means that Hegdish is a puzzle. A matzah, Hegdish nika matzah is puzzle for mitzvah's matzah. And the Rosh understands the Kipshuta that you need Shalachem. So the Taz, they both agree that a matzah zula is no good. They just argue what's the reason why it's no good. The Rambam says no good, he had to come on to a new reason, mitzvah babavera. And the Rosh says no good because you need Shalachem. So here the Taz in Hilchos Pesach raises a question. If you're visiting by some other people, you're a guest, and they give you matzahs. So how are you yotze the matzah leil haseda? Are you need shalachem? How is it shalachem? So the Taz answers that it's assumed that any food that they give you, they're makna to you. The potatoes that they give you, the soup that they give you, and the dessert that they give you, they're also makna to you. So the matzah, they're makna to you also. It's assumed whenever, all year long, Shabbos, Yom Tov, weekdays, all year long, whenever you visit somebody else, whenever you're a guest, someone else is home and they give you a meal, so it's assumed that they're makna the food to you. So therefore there's no problem, it's considered shalachem. In Eben Ezra there is a machlokes. Exactly. If I'm visiting in someone else's home and they give me food, and then I take some of the food and I give it to the girl sitting next to me, and I say, Hariat Mukodesh is li, the Maichoseh, which is a Shavaputa. So do you assume that the host was makna the food to the guest, and therefore the guest has the ability to be Makadish and Isha with it because it's his? And you say, no. I'm giving you permission to eat my food. It's not I'm being makna the food to you. I'm not giving the food to you. There's no isek zela because I give you permission to eat my food. But it's my food. So it's my, I gave you permission to eat it, I didn't give you permission to be Mekadosh and Isha with it. So if you go and you take the food, you're Mekadosh and Isha, maybe you'd say to Mekudosh. So that's a machlokes, exactly.
Don't say the Chavrut and Meiser, the Meiser could be given by Havaretz, even the food was given to him to eat.
A Chavrut could be Maaser.
Food given to him by Havaretz.
Yeah.
That shows he's some sort of a...
Given to him to he's visiting, he's eating by an avar.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we say it like that? Not for me.
We
gotta look up in Ebenezer. I don't know. You gotta look up in Ebenezer. How does that shtim with this appear? It's a good kasha. If there is such a din, then you have a strong kasha. I'm not familiar. So that's the question over here. The Taz raised the question when you're visiting by somebody else on Pesach night. How do you have shalachem? According to the Rambam, there's no problem. You don't need shalachem. The only thing is that a matzah gzula is no good because mitzvah babaveh. But if it's not gzula, if the balabos gives me permission to eat his food, so there's no problem. Mitzvah babaveh. But if you all like the rosh, you all like the rosh, the Ashkenazim usually follow the Bali Atesets. So we do all like the rosh probably. That you really need shalachem. So how is it shalachem? So the Taz's answer is questionable. Two opinions in Ebenezer, that's right. So that's why perhaps it would be more correct for the Balabai, before he washes, he should tell all of his guests that everybody should have in mind to be kind to the matzahs as they pick them up, so that they'll have shalachem. Like you do by lulav and esrog, you tell everybody, give you permission to be kind to the lulav and the esrog, so it'll be shalachem.
You have guests in Shabbos, you have
Yeah, there is a problem. There is a problem. How do you give a lulav? The Bahagas, the Kasha, how do you give a lulav on the first day Yom Tov if you need Shalachem and you give them a Panam and Aslasa, so it's an Issa Hakno? So whatever Terutzim will give there, that'll be the Terutzim over here by the Matzah. Either the Malka Mitzvah is Mutter, or on the Talpal in the Yad Liyad, there's no prohibition. Whatever the Terutz will be there, it'll be the same Terutz over here. But there is an issue. Not so pashut when you have a guest. Not so pashut how the guests are yotzei with the mitzvah of matzah. On the very next daf, this is on daf lamed chesam and al. On the very next daf lamed chesam and al, the Mishnah lists off the various vegetables that can be used for the mitzvah of mora. Mishnah lists off five different minim, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that they're listed in descending order. L'chatchili should use the first one, and if you don't have the first one available, you should lose the second one. If you can't get the second, you should use the third one. And the first one, chazeres, is what the Rishonim say, is salat, that's romaine lettuce. So the Hidah mitzvah is to use romaine lettuce. You have to be careful that it shouldn't have any bug. Okay, but be careful. So the Mishnah lists off the five different vegetables that are acceptable. And then it says that you cannot use a vegetable that's mavushal. If it's cooked, it's not kosher. Even if it's kavush, even if you soaked it, kavush kemavushal will also not be acceptable. What's it considered kavush? So Rashi writes kavush b'chaymetz. In Shulchan Aruch they say it's either kavush b'mayim if it's soaked in water for chavtav the choice for meislates, or kavush b'chaymetz of its seer, then the din of kavush sets in even less than 24 hours. You just need a few minutes. Some achronim say 18, the Tiferes Yisrael writes in Mishnah is 18 minutes. And others say 6 minutes. Kavush b'chaymetz of its seer, sometimes 6 minutes. This is very important because some people like to soak their romaine lettuce in order to remove the bugs, so they soak it in very salty water, or they soak it in some other sharp thing. So if you're going to soak it for 6 minutes, it'll be kavush kemavushal, and it'll be pasul. And some achronim even write that since if you'll do kavush in a davar charet for 6 minutes, is a very short period of time, it'll already pasul the... Maybe you want to come a little later? You want to come at 12:15? Thank you. Every time it comes in the middle of the shiur. Hey, you might know if this guy's on a level? He comes every time in the middle of the shiur. So the Samach Reinim write that the Kafa Chaim quotes this. Samach Reinim write that since Kavush B'chay Mitzvitzir will be considered Mavushal in a very short period of time, just in 6 minutes, it's not proper even to soak your lettuce in Chay Mitzvitzir for a very short period of time, even for half a minute or a minute, because you may make a mistake You're not going to make a mistake between 5 minutes and 24 hours. That's quite a difference. But between 1 minute, 2 minutes, and 5 minutes, and 6 minutes, that you may make a mistake. And some of them recommend that you shouldn't be koivesh your maror, even for an extremely short period of time, in vinegar, b'chaimetz, or vitzir, something sharp like that. So the Mishnah again, the Mishnah lists off the five different vegetables that are acceptable. Then it says it's only good if it's raw, if it's mevushal, or if it's kov, which is not acceptable. And then it concludes, umitztar from the kezayis. You can have half of a kezayis of one vegetable, half a kezayis of another vegetable. There is no halacha that you either need a kezayis of one or a kezayis of the other. You can have a little bit of each. The raw alpidin, it's all minechot, it's all sheimechot, it's all minechot, it's all the same thing. The other kezayis of everything together is good. So the Mishnah states the fairish that you need a kezayis. The Rosh, on Arvei Psochim, raises a question. When you eat maror, is it necessary to have a kezayis or not? How can the Rosh raise such a question? It's the Hanaf and the Mishnah. The Rosh writes that he's not sure whether you need a kezayis or not. And then he's poshut from the fact that you say a bracha, shekadishanu b'mitzos v'sivanu al achilos maror, so therefore, you need a kezayis. So the Shagasari has a tshuva where he discusses this Rosh. And he says it doesn't make any sense. First of all, the Mishnah says that you need kezayis. Secondly, whenever there's a mitzvah deraisa of achilas, and you say an achila pchus in a kezayis, if you're going to nibble less than a kezayis, that doesn't count at all. It's not called an achila at all. So I already need a kezayis. And thirdly, if there's some reason to say, some reason to argue and think that perhaps there's no need for a kezayis, so why in the world did the Hachamim introduce a nusach abrocha shekhshamsan al achilas al achilas maror? They should have introduced the brocha shekhshamsan al mitzvahs maror. Why did they make a nusach al achilas and therefore required us to eat a kezayis? They should have been menaseach the brocha al mitzvahs maror, so you wouldn't have needed a kezayis. And the Rosh is a hapela. The Rosh is a big teller, what is he talking about? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested a pshat that some Achronim have in the Haggadah of the Bichas Hashir. He has this suggestion. There was a great Gadol who wrote many, many Svarim. Ablei Bishcharif. He wrote around 150 Svarim. And he left, I think, a Tzavoy, that whoever prints a sefer of his will be a schooler for a refuah for whoever is sick in the family. I think it's engraved on his Matzeva, it could be. So every year somebody prints another one of his Svarim, and they give it out for nothing. So I remember they gave out his commentary on Haggadah for nothing 30 years ago, and then his commentary on Yeridei Hilchos Basar B'cholov that was given out for nothing 40 years ago, and he wrote the Sefer on Hilchos Ribbis that they give out for nothing. Well, 150 Svarim, some of them around 50 or 60 are still available, in case you know anyone who's not feeling well. And supposed to be a Sgula for a Refuah. So he was a big Adam Gadol. He wrote many, many Svarim. So he writes in his Sefer this pshat. Rav Soloveitchik set it off a little better than the way he has it, but he has the idea ready. He says, Avada the Rosh knows the Mishnah that you need a kezayis for maror. But the Mishnah was written bizman she beis hamikdash ayakayim when maror was their isa. Bizman she in beis hamikdash kayim, the Gemara says that maror is only the Rabbanan. Matzah is a machloikis. But the matzah bizman is their isa, the Rabbanan. But Moror, the Gemara says, for sure, Moror is only the Rabbanah. What's the reason why they introduced Moror the Rabbanah? So the Gemara says, Zeichel HaMikdash. So the Rosh was Mesupik. What's the nature of that din of Zeichel HaMikdash? What's the nature of the din of Zeichel HaMikdash? Is it that they introduced a mitzvah tachilas Moror, mid Rabbanah? And the reason for the mitzvah, the reason for the takon is Zeichel HaMikdash, but the essence of the takon is the mitzvah tachilas Moror. Or should I say no? Just like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Tzion Doresh Ein Lo, Mechlal Debaya Drisha. The Novi cries out, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, and no one even thinks about it. No one is interested in speaking about the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara learns out from the Pasuk Mechlal, the inference is the Baya Drisha, that you really should talk about the Beis HaMikdash. You really should reminisce about it. So maybe the Chachamim introduced the mitzvah, Zechel HaMikdash. That's the mitzvah, Zechel HaMikdash. Not that the reason... Because of the reasoning of Zeichel HaMikdash, they introduce a mitzvah of Achilas Maror b'zman hazeh. Maybe the mitzvah of Achilas Maror no longer applies, not min haTorah, not min deRabbanan. They made a different mitzvah of Zeichel HaMikdash. Maybe this is the Rosh's Sofi. That if it's a mitzvah of Achilas Maror b'zman hazeh, still a mitzvah of Achilas Maror min deRabbanan, the reason why Zeichel HaMikdash, but the mitzvah is Achilas Maror, so ain't Achilas b'chus mikazayis, so you have to eat a kazayis. But if you say no, that it's not a mitzvah l'achilos maror at all, the essence of the mitzvah is to make a zecher l'migdash. It's only a zecher l'migdash. You can be yotze the zecher with a mashahu also. The zecher doesn't have to be exactly the same as the original thing. That's how the Ran points out in Masech HaSukkah. The Mishnah says that lulav hayonitol b'migdash kol shiva b'medina yom echad. Min ha-Torah, the mitzvah of lulav is only on the first day all over the world. It says alakachtam lachem b'yom rishon. The mitzvah of lulav is only min ha-Torah the first day. And b'migdash is kol shiva min ha-Torah because it says esmachtam lefnei Hashem lekechem shiva asyamim. So esmachtam lefnei Hashem lekechem shiva asyamim means you should rejoice in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lefnei Hashem lekechem means in the migdash for the 7 days. With how do you fulfill the esmachtam? With the netilas alulav. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskim Rabbechem and Zakkai, the Gemara says Rabbechem and Zakkai made 9 takonas, some of them before the Churban Abayi, some of them after. So that was one of the 9 takonas. He was the chief rabbi. One of the 9 takonas Rabbechem and Zakkai was, Sheyehei Lulav Nitol Bamikdash, Sheyehei Lulav Nitol Bamdino Kol Shiva, Zechel HaMikdash. So the Ran says over there on that Gemara, that in the Beis HaMikdash, based on Tosfos, the Ran says on Sukkah, that in the Beis HaMikdash, when they took the lulav kol shivim and atayra, they needed shavachem and you needed hador all 7 days because it was a din d'oraisa. But since bizman hazeh, lulav kol shivim is only the rabbanon, so they didn't have to, it's only zecher l'migdash to make a zecher. So if it's only a zecher, you don't have to imitate everything 100%. So you don't need shavachem, and some rishonim hold you don't even need hador kol shivim. You only need hador and shavachem on the first day. And the rest of Sukkah Shalachem for sure you don't need, and Hodder is a machlokes. And you find such a similar Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara says in Maseches Menachos, and Dav Samach Vovim and Aleph, the Gemara says that at least one opinion of the Gemara is that Sfiras Oimer Bizman is only the Rabban and Zechel HaMikdash. Sfiras Oimer Derais is only Bizman that you have Hakrovas Minchas Oimer. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, so you don't have any Minchas Oimer. So there's no Sfiras Oimer Deraisa. The whole Sfiras Oimer is only the Rabban. So the Gemara says, because of that, a Meimar only counted Mani Yoimer Vela Mani Shavu. He only counted the days, he didn't count the weeks. When Sfiras Oimer is a Din Deraisa, so the Gemara poses that problem. There's a steer between two Parshios. The Mitzvah of Sfiras Oimer appears in Parshios Emor, and it appears the second time in Parshios Re'eh. And there's a discrepancy. One time it's described that you should count 7 weeks, and one time it's described you should count 49 days. Which is it? So the Gemara says both are correct. Mitzvah the Mimni Yoimi or Mitzvah the Mimni Shavu. You have to count how many days it is, and then you have to count how many weeks it is. These are both parts to the Mitzvah. So Meimar held that was only Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYekayim when the Sfira Soimah was their Isa. But Bizman Azeh, Sfira Soimah is loved their Isa because you can't say Nimyom HaVayachim Soimah Atnufo. There is no Mincha Soimah. So because it's only the Rabbanon, it's only Zechel HaMikdash. That's what the Gemara says. He holds it's only Zechel HaMikdash. Amei Mamoni Yoimi V'loi Mani Shavui Omar Zechel HaMikdash. Only a Zecher, so he writes it a Zecher with a partial Zecher. You don't need that it should be a full Zecher. Rabbi Yosef Engel puts these two together. He's Mitzarek, this Gemara of Ameimar with that Ran and Sukkah. And whenever you're doing a Zecher, it's not necessary to make a full Zecher. You don't have to be some Medayik in all the details if you just want to have a Zecher. So it could be that that was the Suffolk of the Rosh. That's how the Bichas Hashir suggests. That was the suffix of the Rosh. Avad the Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYekayim. When Mor was certainly deraisa, then Avad, the Mishnah says you needed a Kazayis. No doubt about it. But Bizman has said that Mor is only the Rabbanon Zechel HaMikdash. Maybe that's the Rosh's suffix. What's the nature of the Mitzvah mid Rabbanon Bizman HaZeh? Is it to make a Zechel HaMikdash? If that's the Pshat to make a Zechel HaMikdash, then a Zechel doesn't have to have a Kazayis. A Zechel doesn't need all the details. But if you say that Zechel HaMikdash is the Tama Takana, and the Takana really is that there's a mitzvah Sachilas Mora Bizman HaZeh, then you need a Kazayis. If that's the Sofeg, then we understand what the Rosh was Poshet. So the Rosh is not Poshet from the Nusach HaBrocha, but the Nusach HaBrocha is Al Achilas Mora. Then the Shagasari has a strong Kasha. Why did the Chachamim still insist that we should say the Brocha Al Achilas Mora? Bizman HaMikdash, they can say the Brocha Al Achilas Mora. Bizman HaZeh, change the Nusach and say Al Mitzvah Mora. So it will be sufficient if you leave less than a kazayis. Now the answer is from the fact that there is a bracha bichlal. If the mitzvah would have been a zechel HaMikdash, a hasvara no senes, that there shouldn't have been a bracha at all. A mitzvah that's a zechel HaMikdash shouldn't really require a bracha. Why not? So that's what the Chok Yankiv and Hilchos Pesach quotes from the Sefer HaOruch, one of the Rishonim. The Sefer HaOruch asks a kasha, a strange kasha. But the answer is not strange. He asked a strange kasha. How come on Pesach night by the Seder we say a bracha before we eat the matzah? Then we say a bracha b'chus ha-mitzvah before we eat the maror? And how come we don't say a bracha before we eat the korach? How come there's no b'chus ha-mitzvah before you eat the korach? Korach is also a mitzvah. So you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like they give a simple answer. The Gemara says that the reason why we eat korach is because we are in doubt as to whether the din should be like Hillel or like the Chachamim. The Gemara Kuf Tezvav and Aleph by the wide lines. Hashta delit mehilchus aloike hil v'aloike rabbana. Since we're not sure whether the din is like Hillel who insists you have to eat the matzah and the maror together, or the din is like the rabbana who insists that you have to bedavki eat the matzah and the maror separately. So because we're in doubt, so we do both. So you eat the matzah and the maror separately, then you eat the matzah and the maror together to cover all the possibilities to make sure that you yotzei l'chol hadeis bein l'hillel bein l'chacham. So the Shulchan Aruch says, when you say the bracha al achilas matzah, you should have in mind the matzah and the korach. When you say the bracha al achilas maror, you should have in mind the maror and the korach. Because we're mesupik whether the din is like Hillel that you have to eat them dafke together, or the din is like the chacham. So that's why the Mechaber writes in the Shulchan Aruch that the proper thing is that a person should not be mafsik, should not talk from the time that he says the bracha al achilas matzah till after he eats the korach, because the korach is necessary in order to make sure that he yotzei l'chol hadeis. Hashad elit mehilchasa, like Yehilah, but like Rabbanim, we're not sure how to pass them, so we do both ways. So the simple answer to the kasha, the question that was posed by the Yoruch, how come we don't say a birchas ha-mitzvah before we eat the korach? The answer would be, we did say a birchas ha-mitzvah. He said already, 2 minutes ago he said al-achilas matzah, then a minute ago he said al-achilas mara, and those two brachas cover the korach, everything is covered already. So at this, the Aruch seems to hold, not pretty clearly, not like the Mechaber. The Aruch holds that the eating of the Korach, what does it do with the Gemara? I don't know. I do know, some other time. It'll take a while to explain. Not now. So the Aruch learns that the eating of the Korach is not because we're in doubt how you're supposed to be Yotzei Matzah in the Mar. That's, even though that's the way it sounds in the Gemara, that's the way the Shulchan Aruch presents and the Mechaber presents, the Aruch does not learn like that. We yotzei the matzah in the maror, when we eat the matzah separately, the maror separately, we yotzei for sure. The Aruch says the eating of the korach is for the sake of making a zechel amigdash, like we say now, God, zechel amigdash kehilo. The reason why we eat the korach is a different mitzvah, to make a zechel amigdash, to reminisce about the way things were done in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. So he asks, no, so it's a third mitzvah. When we ate the matzah, that was the first mitzvah, achilas matzah. When we say kiddush, that was a different mitzvah. We said CPC's Messiah is an Ocha mitzvah. When we dab Marav, we said Krishna, another mitzvah, a lot of mitzvahs. It's not all the same mitzvah. So when we ate the matzah, that was one, what, mitzvah number one. When you ate the maror, it's mitzvah number two. When you eat the korach, that's mitzvah number three. Well, what's the mitzvah? It's not the combined mitzvah, matzah, maror, hyphenated. No, it's a new mitzvah, making a zechel amikdash. So the Aruch asks, no, so it's a third mitzvah to make a zechel amikdash. How come you don't say a bracha? What would the bracha be? Asher kirishan ha-misas ha-tzigonu. Lidrosh, I don't know, Tzion Darishen La Mechal Debayit Risha. Maybe the Nusach HaBrocha usually is composed according to the biblical expression. So maybe the Nusach would be Asher Kedushanam Nusach HaSvaro Lidrosh Tzion, Tzion Darishen La. They say Lidrosh L'Tzion, maybe. Asher Kedushanam Lidrosh L'Tzion. So the Yoruch is the Kasha, how come you don't say another Brocha? It's a third mitzvah, you should say a third Brocha. So the Yoruch answers, there's no Takonas Bichas HaMitzvah and a mitzvah that's a Zecher. Why? What's the Bir HaDavar, why not? So our Soloveitchik used to say, Aklal, this was a very common theme in his shiurim, that a Bichas HaMitzvah, the Chachamim only instituted in connection with a Maisa Mitzvah. They didn't institute a Bracha in connection with a Kiyama Mitzvah. Only in connection with a Maisa Mitzvah. That's what we had yesterday. Yesterday we spoke about the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef effect Akasha. How come the Chachamim didn't institute a Bichas HaMitzvah prior to destroying the Chametz? The bracha on Tashbisu, just like they instituted a bichas mitzvah on the bedikas chametz, so they should have. That's only a mitzvah, possibly in the derabbanan, possibly in the Torah, the bedikah leading up to the biur. So the biur for sure is a mitzvah deraisa. So why didn't the chachamim institute a bichas mitzvah prior to destroying the chametz? So the Beis Yosef answered, and the poskim quote this a lot, and they apply it to many other cases. Beis Yosef answered that since when the rise of the bit will be al-Masagi, according to Rashi and the Rambam and the Unkelis, he can fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu, belay, by Machshove, So on a mitzvah where there's no maisa ha-mitzvah, the chachamim would never masaken a bracha. So even though you're not doing it b'machshav, you're going to fulfill the mitzvah by destroying it, by burning it, still, since theoretically, this is already questionable, but that's what the Beis Yosef writes, since theoretically one could have chosen to fulfill the mitzvah like they hear, or so even the maisa that he does doesn't require a mitzvah. You only recite a bichas ha-mitzvah in connection with a maisa ha-mitzvah, an actual maisa ha-mitzvah. So one can understand very well, whenever you have a mitzvah where the nature of the mitzvah is zechel or something, let's say zechel or mikdash, so true, you have to eat the maror. But the eating of the maror is not really the maisa mitzvah. The eating of the maror is just to bring back to mind that the fact that in the days of the Beis HaMikdash that you should reminisce. The eating of the maror is to cause you to reminisce about the fact that in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, everybody ate maror. Or let's say the eating of the koirach is to reminisce about the way Hillel used to eat. Hillel's opinion was that you have to eat the kricha. So this eating of the kricha is a zechel hamikdash kil. We should reminisce about the way things were in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. There's no reminiscing. There's a mamish pure hirhur. That's all machshava. There's no mice at all. So that's perhaps what he's driving at. That's perhaps what the Oruch is driving at, that there's no bracha on a mitzvah that's a zechel. That's how Rav Soloveitchik suggested pshat in the Rambam by Charoisis. There is a machlokes hatanoim. What's the story regarding charoisis? And the Mishnah negotiates, but it's unhealthy to have the live worm crawling around you. So we want to kill the worm before you eat it. So the Gemara says, you dip this charoisis, you dip the mora charoisis, that stuff is so powerful that's going to kill all the worms. They'll just smell it, they'll drown in it, whatever. The charoisis is going to kill the worms. So that's for hygienic purposes. That's the opinion of the Chachamim in the Mishnah. It's only Mishum Kippur. Kippur means this worm. That's going to be unhealthy to eat while it's alive. So you want to kill the worm in order that you shouldn't have this chashash sakon. And Rav Lezer Rav Tzadik in the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Yudal and all says, no, charoisis is a mitzvah. What's a mitzvah min ha-Torah? For sure not. It's a mitzvah min ha-Rabbanan. What's the reason why charoisis is a mitzvah? So three reasons are given. Two reasons by the Bavli and one reason by the Yerushalmi. The Bavli has two reasons. One is zechel tit. One is zechel tapuach. So we want to make a zechel tapuach. During the years of Shibud in Mitzrayim. That's why in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch they say Gemara has part of it and Shulchan Aruch has more of it. Shulchan Aruch says you should use red wine in order to be, you should pour the red wine in into the charoisis right before you're about to dip in, that should make the zechel adam. Unless the Taz says, unless you live in a country where there's a blood libel, where there's alilas adam, so you better not use any red wine, because they're going to say, oh, he's using Christian blood. So then you're mevater on the Yerushalmi, so don't make any zechel adam. But if you live in a free country where there's no blood libel, so then you should pour in the red wine right before you're about to dip in the mar. And then the Gemara says, you should first make tzorach l'smuche, the charoisis should really be thick, that it should be reminiscent of the cement, and only before you're about to dip in the maror, then you should pour in the wine, preferably the red wine, that, based on the Yerushalmi that Tosfos quotes, and then make it looser, and then dip it in. And it should also be, one of the ingredients of the charoisis should be tzorach lekuhuye. It should have a very sharp acid right before you're about to dip in the maror. And then the Gemara says, you should first make tzorach lesmuche, the charoisis should really be thick, that it should be reminiscent of the cement, and only before you're about to dip in the maror, then you should pour in the wine, preferably the red wine, that, based on the Yerushalmi that Tosfos quotes, and then make it looser, and then dip it in. And it should also be, one of the ingredients of the charoisis should be tzorach lekuhuye. It should have a very sharp acidic funk to it, like tapuach. That's how the Rishonim explained, because tapuach, it should be zechel letapuach. So what does the word tapuach mean? The apples that we don't have any acidic flavor to them. So the Rishonim seem to understand that the word tapuach means a citrus fruit. A lemon or an orange. A citrus fruit is called a tapuach. That's how Tosfos writes in the end of Tainis and in a different context. And that's the Pashup Pshat in this Gemara. So according to Rav Lezer, Rav Tzadik, charoisis is a mitzvah midrabbanan. Some kind of a zeche, either zeche letapuach or zeche letit. Or zechel adam, one of these. How do we pasken halacha l'maisa? Do we pasken that charoisis is only for hygienic purposes, or do we pasken that charoisis is a mitzvah? Chapanaf kemina. What if you have voidik maror? has hashgacha, has no bugs, has no worms. So then you don't need any. If the charisis is not a mitzvah just for hygienic purposes, so it says in the hashgacha that it has no bugs and nothing to worry about. So you don't have to dip it into charisis. Or should you say no? That charisis is a mitzvah, it's a takanas chacham to make a zecha to A, B, or C. Therefore, you always have to dip it into charisis. So that's a machloikis harishayim. The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayi says that obviously we do not paskan like Rav Lezer, Rav Tzarek, because of the fact that in all the Haggadahs that we have available, no one has a bracha for charisis. You have a bracha al achilas matzah, you have a bichas mitzvah al achilas morer, but there is no bichas mitzvah on the charisis. If in fact there's no bichas mitzvah, obviously it's only for hygienic purposes. If there's no chashash of worms, so you can dispense with the whole charisis. The Rambam and the Yarech HaZokeh writes not so. The Rambam and the Yarech HaZokeh paskens charisis is a mitzvah, and he writes nevertheless, you don't recite any bracha. So the Lechem Mishnah points out on the bottom of the Rambam and the Yarech HaZokeh that it's a double stira between the two Rambam. There's one stira whether he paskens like Rav Lezer Rav Tzarek or against Rav Lezer Rav Tzarek, and the other stira is, if the din would be like Rav Lezer Rav Tzarek, would you be required to recite a bracha or not? According to the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah is, if the din would have been like Rav Lezer Rav Tzarek, he would have said a bichas mitzvah. The Rambam's nusach, the way it says in our editions, would have been Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvos and tzivanu al achilas charoses. Al achilas charoses. That's the question. You eat the charoses. You know, we don't eat the charoses. We dip in the mor in the charoses. That's another problem. It's another question. That's how the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnah. In the Yarech HaZokeh, the Rambam paskens halacha charoses is a mitzvah, like a Rav Lezer Rav Tzarek, and you still don't recite any bracha. Those are the two theories. Would he pass on like Rav Lezer Rav Tzarek or against? And if the din would be like Rav Lezer Rav Tzarek, would you require a bracha or not? So the question taka is, why not? According to the Rambam and the Yarech HaZokeh, that charoses is a mitzvah mid the Rabbanon, so why don't you recite a bracha? How come there's no bichas mitzvah? She could have shown him himself with Tzivanu, the table is Hamora b'charoses, lecho charoses, whatever. How come there's no bracha? So the Torah and a group of Rishonim say one reason, and Rav Soloveitchik gave a different reason. I don't know if the many Rishonim say his time. I know the Torah and other Rishonim say the following time. There is a klal in the Mishnayis and Brachas in connection with the Birchas HaNehemin. When you're eating food, so if you eat, let's say I have a potato and I have a little margarine or butter melted into the potato. So when you eat potatoes, barpri hadam, when you eat margarine, or let's say you put a little salt on the potato. So salt is shahakal nibadvar. So when you eat a potato with salt on it, you have to say two brachas, a bracha on the potato and a bracha on the salt and a bracha on the margarine. So the Mishnah says, no, birach al-ikir, pater is atfela. When you're eating two things together, an ikir and a tofu, you only say bracha on the ikir, you don't have to say any bracha on the tofu. That Mishnah is speaking of birchas anenin, when you're eating food. What about birchas mitzvahs? What if I'm performing two mitzvahs and one is a tofu to the other? So one could say that there is no such thing. Maybe the whole klal of the Ikar and Tafel only applies to Bichas HaNenin, maybe you should have no application at all to Bichas HaMitzvah. It's not a bad spot. So Tosis here on the last daf, the last Tosis in the Mesich, the Kuf Chof Aleph Manalos, Tosis quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi, on the last Mishnah in Psochim. The Talmud Yerushalmi interprets the Mishnah as assuming that there is such a din. That just like there's a halacha of Ikar and Tafel in Bichas HaNenin, so too there's a halacha of Ikar and Tafel in Bichas HaMitzvahs. So if you have one mitzvah is tofel to the other mitzvah, you only say bracha on the ikir, you don't say bracha on the tofel. And the Talmud Yerushalmi assumes that that's the background, that's the basis of the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and the Mishnah. When one says a bracha on eating of the Korban Pesach, does he also have to say a bracha on the eating of the Chagigas Arbaser? Because the whole Chagigas Arbaser, we assume, is lav deraisa. The Gemara says Chagigas Arbaser lav deraisa. There's one Tana held that is deraisa, Decha Shabbos. It has to be within the first year, and there's an Isser of Shvira Setz, and it has all the same dinim as a Korban Pesach. And the Gemara says we don't pass like that. It's not Bechah Shabbos, and there's no dinim of Shvira Setz, and it doesn't have to be Toch Shnosei. None of the dinim apply. Chagig Sabros is Lav Deraisa. It's only with the Rabbanon. Why did they introduce it, the Rabbanon, as a Tofel to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, in order that the Pesach should be Nechal Ala Sova? So the whole mitzvah of Chagig Sabros as a Tofel, it was introduced with the Rabbanon, it was invented with the Rabbanon as a tuffle to the ikir of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So that's why there's one Tana who says the Birch ala Pesach pater es hazebach, because it's an ikir and tuffle, and the Mishnah Brachas applies even to Birchas HaMitzvahs. So the Torah picks this up and he applies it to Charoses. He says, what do you do with the Charoses? Matzah is a separate mitzvah. Mor is a separate mitzvah. Haroses is not a separate mitzvah midirabbanon. Haroses is a din midirabbanon that you should dip the mor into haroses. So since you're really saying a bracha on the mor, that's the ikir. So true, the mitzvah of haroses is really a different mitzvah midirabbanon. It's a zechel adam, it's a zechel atit, it's a zechel atapuch, it's a guns in a different angle. The mor is it used to be a din derais and a zechel amigdosh. Mor bizman is a zechel amigdosh. And haroses is a different twist, but since lemaisa, what do you do with the haroses? You dip in the mara, into the haroses. You don't sit and eat haroses separately. But since it's a tafel to the mara, and you said a bracha on the mara, so the Torah says dira haleiker pateres hatvela. That's how the Torah writes, and that's how a few rishonim also write like that. The reason why the Rambam paskins like Rav Lezer ben Tzadik that haroses mitzvah, and nonetheless says he don't recite a bracha, is because the haroses is always a tafel to the mor. So the mor has the bracha ready. So birach aluika patas atfel. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that maybe he can say a better tam. Maybe he can't. That's what he's assuming. Maybe he can say a better pshat than the Rama. Why there's no bracha in the haroses? So he said there's a very striking, strange lashon in the Rama in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah. When he tells you that there's a mitzvah of haroses, so he says, he writes, "Mevim osar al hashulchan b'leilei haPesach," and you take the haroses and you put it on the table on the kaira on Leil Pesach. So Rav Soloveitchik said, if the Rambam would have written this somewhere in the beginning of Hilchas Mada, Hilchas Kriyash Masan, somewhere Shalobim Komo, if the Rambam would be writing a dictionary and he gives you a thumbnail description of what haroses is, you write a jastro, let's say. So you have the word haroses. So you say, you write in brief in one sentence. It's a concoction, it's a combination of various different fruits blended together, and you have it on the Kairon Pesach night. That's good if you write it somewhere else. We just want to give a thumbnail description of what Haroses is. The Rambam is talking in the middle of Hilchas Chametz and Matzah. He's talking about the Seder. So he writes, you have Haroses, and you bring it, Levina also al Shulchan b'Leil HaPesach. Such a shvacha description. Over here, he's going to say what he's going to do with it. The Rambam Shita is that you dip the matzah in haroses, and you dip the karpas into haroses, and dip the mor into haroses. You dip everything into haroses except for the korban pesach. You don't dip it anything. The Rambam says dip all the other things into haroses. So what did the Rambam write such a description of the mevi'in al hashulchan b'leil haPesach? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Rambam is not giving you a thumbnail description of what haroses is in the middle of Hilchos Chametz and Matzah. He's giving you the definition of the mitzvah. The mitzvah of haroses is zecher, either A, B, or C, zecher adam, zecher the tit, zecher the tapuach, whatever the zecher is. So the Rambam says that zecher can be fulfilled by having it on the kaira on Pesach night, by having it as part of the meal on Pesach night. But it's not like shnei tavshilin that it just sits there. The shnei tavshilin is zecher, zecher le Pesach, zecher, zecher le chagiga, and there's no requirement to eat it. Other rabbi, we don't eat it. It's broiled. You don't eat the zroah because it's tzoli. We have the meaning, we don't eat tzli on Leil Pesach. But you have it just on the kaira on Pesach night. So the same, the Rambam writes something similar, but not exactly. The haroses is as a zecher, like you have zecher le Pesach, zecher le Chagiga. You fulfill the zecher by having the shnei tavshilin on the kaira plate. So the haroses is something similar, not 100%. Mevi'in also al hashulchan b'leil haPesach to make a zecher. But this zecher has to be mitztaref a little better to the meal. You have to dip everything into it. You have to dip the matzah into it. You have to dip the mora. You have to dip the karpas into it before you eat it. But basically, the mitzvah is not so much the dipping. The mitzvah is not the dipping. The mitzvah is that it should be there, that it should arouse in your mind a zecher to whatever you're supposed to be reminiscing about. Either zecher ladam, zecher latit, or zecher latapuah, according to the various opinions. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, hayoy shekein, that it's not really a mitzvah of tibul. It's not the midrabbanan that made a mitzvah of tibul. The tibul is just to be mitzaref the haroses to the matzah, to be mitzaref to the morot, to be mitzaref to the karpas. And once it's going to be there, it'll be more mitzuref than just on the shnei tavshilin that is sitting there. Once it'll be more mitzuref to something that you're eating. So this will bring back to mind memories from the past about the dam and the tapuach in the tit. So a mitzvah that's only a zecher, a mitzvah that's only to conjure up in your mind zechreinus, is a mitzvah that doesn't have a maisa mitzvah. The tibul is not really a maisa mitzvah. The tibul is just like we suggested, the eating of the kairach is not really a maisa mitzvah. The eating of the kairach is just a a gesture to bring to mind what life was like in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. So the mitzvah of Korach really is a mitzvah to make a Zechel Hamikdash. Here also, the mitzvah of Karaisis is not really the tibul. It's a mitzvah is the thinking about the fact that Zechel Adam, the Zechel Atitz. So that's a mitzvah that has no Maisa mitzvah. So maybe that's the reason why there's no bracha. That was Rav Soloveitchik's suggestion. So that's how Rav Soloveitchik thought was the pshat in this rush. On Chuf Yudal, talk of the rushes. That the rush had a suffix, whether you have to have a kezayis of maror. So Bizman HaMikdash, the Mishnah says you need a kezayis, and daf lametes. The pasuk pshat like the shagazai. That's the pasuk. The pasuk says you need achilas avarei, and achilas pchusim kezayis. Avarei need a kezayis of maror. The Rosh HaSafik perhaps only was, like the Bichas HaShir says, the Rosh HaSafik only was Bizman HaZeh. Whether you still need Bizman HaZeh, Shir, Kezayis or not, maybe the whole mitzvah is only Zecher, and the mitzvah that's only a Zecher doesn't require any bracha. That's what the Rosh was pashit from the fact that there is a bracha Bichlal. Bizman HaMikdash Avar, there was a bracha, but after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we still continue to eat Mora, Zechel HaMikdash. So if the nature of that mitzvah, Bizman HaZeh, is only to make a Zecher, then it shouldn't warrant any bracha at all. A mitzvah that's only zecher shouldn't have with it any bracha at all. The fact that it has a bracha, forget about the nusach, the fact that it has a bracha is an indication that it's a maisa mitzvah. What's the maisa mitzvah? Achila. I, but the Gemara says zecher l'migdash. No, zecher l'migdash is the reason why they introduced the mitzvah achila, and they reintroduced the mitzvah deraisa. Just like the Zman HaMikdash used to be a mitzvah achila, so the Zman HaZemid Rabbanim, Tam zecher l'migdash, they introduced the mitzvah achila. So maybe you say the bracha, al achilas mar. But the eating is not really the mitzvah. The eating is just in order to bring to mind the zechroinus of the way things used to be in Zman HaMikdash, that they used to eat maror. That's why there's room to argue the point and say that there should be no bracha. So the Rosh said, no, we still have the Haggadah, still have the bracha. So that shows that the nature of the mitzvah is not zecher, the nature of the mitzvah is achila.
The text of the Haggadah. Wouldn't that show that the Maris did not? If it just be a Zechel HaMikdash, shouldn't we say it? From the fact that we say Maris Dushan Arkham HaShomah, we don't even mention the Mikdash. It shows that we were bypassing the whole Mikdash idea.
Could be. Couldn't be mean the fact that we didn't change it. The text probably was Bizman HaMikdash. Rabbi Gamliel HaYoyimer was probably Bizman HaMikdash. So the fact that we still continue to say that same Nusach should perhaps indicate that even Mor Bizman HaZeh is a mitzvah of Mor. In a mitzvah of Mor. In the pamphlets of Chidush Rav Chaim Pi Hashmua, they quote a different pshat, the name Rav Chaim on this Rosh. That the Rosh had a suffix where they needed kezayis. How can you have a suffix? How do you need a kezayis? Doesn't say Chumash, it's Ein Achilat Chusim B'Kezayis. Of course you need a Kezayis. So what did the Rosh have to say? The reason why you need a Kezayis is because of Nusach HaBroch Al Achilas Maror. You should have said because it's a Mitzvah Achila, Ein Achilat Chusim B'Kezayis. So they quote B'Shem Rav Chaim a whole comment that others have expanded on and applied to other, to solve other problems. They quote Neim Rav Chaim, like you started to say, that since the Gemara says that the mitzvah of achilas maror is really hechsher with the pischa to enhance the mitzvah of achilas korban pesach. It's like just Moshe L'mad Avodayim on a secular level, on a chulandika level. A person eats salami and he puts on mustard. A person eats spaghetti and he puts on ketchup to add flavor. You put on salt, you put in pepper, you put in sugar into a cup of coffee. So here you have to have hechsher with the pischa is to enhance the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach. So they quote in the name Rav Chaim that since the Korban Pesach has a kezayis, if you just have a little bit of mara that you eat together with it, just like there's one opinion in the Mashal, there's one opinion in the Gemara that hetem mitzvah is that in order to get malchus for eating non-kosher food, you have to eat a kezayis of trefa food. What if I eat a ham sandwich which has a lot of bread but very little ham in it? The ham is less than a kezayis. So we paskin that you wouldn't get any malchus. There's one Tana, Rabbi Akiva holds that hetem mitzvah liyisur. And then him and Aleph Mstochen. And it's in Nazir and Aflam and Zayin, the Gemara quotes it. So there's an opinion that Hetem and Starf Lista, why? You're doing a Maisa Achila. He's eating a whole sandwich. He has more than a kezayis, and part of, so it's called a Maisa Achila. And part of that Achila was the ham, so he did an Achila on the ham. That's what one Tana holds. We happen not to Paskin like that. We Paskin and Hetem and Starf Lista, but that's what one Tana holds. So similar to that opinion, that's how they quote the Shem Rab Chaim. That since the mitzvah of Mara doesn't really exist, the Rambam writes, the Rambam claims that the mitzvah of Mara doesn't exist as an independent mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah b'toras achsher the pischa to enhance the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. In Korban Pesach, you have to eat a kezayis. Pesach, he can be eaten without matzah, without Mara. But Mara only exists as a achsher the pischa. So since the Korban Pesach has a kezayis, you're going to eat the Mara in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. So it's going to have more than a kezayis already. So you don't need that it should have a kezayis of Mara. The mashu of mara together with the korban pesach is going to have the shem achila on it, so therefore it's going to be achilos amara. So bizman amikdash taki didn't need a kezayis. Only bizman hazeh needed a kezayis. That's how they quote the shem Rav Chaim. So I remember the first time that we heard this pshat from Rav Soloveitchik that he said over about the bizman amikdash, he certainly needed a kezayis. Bizman hazeh the rosh is mesupik. What's the nature of the mitzvah? Is it zechel amikdash? Is it a mitzvah achila? And that's the raif and not from the nusach, from the existence of the bracha. So one of the boys was dumbfounded. He said, but what about the Rav Chaim? So he said, what Rav Chaim? He didn't know what we were talking about. So the guy showed him in the booklet, the Rav Chaim. So he said, he never heard of that and it doesn't make sense. It's not true. In fact, it doesn't make any sense. Number one, we don't pass it like that, Tana. That's a nice mushal. Adarab, it's a good mushal. There's one opinion anymore that had to be starved. He said, but we don't pass it like that opinion. We don't pass it like that. So the fact that I'm eating a kezayis of bread in the sandwich doesn't help to consider the ham an achila the kezayis. Just because I'm swallowing it all together. So here also, just because the marer is achshev de pischa is not going to help, and I'm eating a kezayis of the korban pesach, and I eat the marer together with the kezayis of the korban pesach, doesn't help. You got to have a separate kezayis of the marer. That's number one. Number two, it's hard to say that this is what the Rosh meant, because the Rambam holds like that. The Rambam's opinion is that marer, the Rambam writes both in the Sefer HaMitzvos and in the Yad HaZokah, the maror, he's not going to count as a separate mitzvah in the Tariyat mitzvahs. Korban Pesach is a separate mitzvah, and matzah is a separate mitzvah, and maror doesn't deserve to be counted because it's not a separate mitzvah. Maror is only hechsher the pischa. That's the lashon the Gemara has on Daf Ayin. Hechsher the pischa to enhance the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Let's say you have chalitza. So you do chalitza and rikike and kriyas apsupu. So these are three different mitzvahs. No, there's one mitzvah of chalitza. The way to do the mitzvah b'shleimus is with the rikike and with the kriyas apsukim. And if you didn't do the kriyas apsukim, you're to the mitzvah shalom b'shleimus. And even if you didn't even do the rikike, you're to the mitzvah more shalom b'shleimus, but you still you're to the mitzvah. So it's counted as one mitzvah to do chalitza b'shleimus or shalom b'shleimus. However, here also, so the Rambam writes, the mitzvah is to eat korban pesach. The mitzvah b'shleimus is to eat korban pesach with matzah and mar the hechsher the pischa. If you eat korban pesach without the matzah and the mar, still be yotze b'diavad without the hechsher the pischa. So the Rambam says, therefore, mar doesn't deserve to be counted as a separate mitzvah. It's only a chelik. It's a prat mipirte ha-mitzvah. It's one of the that's one of the 14 sharoshim. The Rambam has 14 klolim in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs to determine when something deserves, when something qualifies to be counted as in the minyan ha-mitzvahs, and when it doesn't qualify. So that's one of the klolim, that if you only have a chelik, mechelke ha-mitzvah, one of the protim, mipirte ha-mitzvah, it doesn't qualify to be counted. So he says that matzah, this man is as their Isis. You see that matzah can exist independently of korban pesach. Matzah is both hechsher with the pischa, and also a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So he says it qualifies to count as a mitzvah in the tariyat mitzvahs, because it exists as an independent mitzvah. But maror only exists as hechsher with the pischa. Doesn't exist at all as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. That's the Rambam's opinion like that Marer is only Hechsher de Pischa. But the Bali Ateses did not hold like that. And the Rosh probably held like the Bali Ateses. Bali Ateses held that Marer Bizman Azeh, the Rabbana means Bizman Azeh. Marer Bizman Amigdash was their ice, even if you're not eating a Korban Pesach. Let that person is a Tomei, but they're a Chachoyko, he's in prison or something. He's unable to eat Korban Pesach. So matzah he's mechuyevin. What about maror? Would it be mechuyevin maror? So Taisa's opinion is beferish that yes, the Rishonim have a mefurush and machlokes is about. So Taisa's shita is that maror was always a separate mitzvah. It's only bizman amigdash. Bizman they're like a migdash, like a maror. It's not like the Rambam that maror doesn't exist as an independent mitzvah. It's only hechsher the pesach. So the Pashto says if maror, if the Rosh probably holds like the Balei HaTosafot that maror exists as an independent mitzvah. Of course you need a kezayis. What are you going to say? I hope pshat was achshev with the pischon. You have a kezayis here. It's like hetem mitzarf liyisur. It's a mashu of moror. We'll have a shem achila on it because you're eating it in conjunction with the korban pesach. A third time is also that it does make sense. What do you mean you're eating it in conjunction with the korban pesach? You hold like Hillel that you're eating it b'kri chachas literally. What if you hold like the chachamim? The Gemara says hashda the late mehilchas aloike Hillel aloike chachamim. The Gemara says it has not been resolved on kuf tezvav of an hour. Has not been resolved, or would it be passed like Hillel, or would it be passed like the Chacham? So what do you mean the Rosh holds that Bizman HaMikdash Asvar that you didn't need a Kazayis because you're eating the Mora together with the Korban Pesach? The Chacham hold if you eat the Mora with the Korban Pesach, you're not Yetzer either. Because Mitzvah's Mevatel is Uazil, you have to eat everything separately. You're not Yetzer if you eat it together. So the whole Pshat probably doesn't make any sense. It's a famous word that picked up, everybody likes that one. Rasul Reshi said he never heard that. He never heard that, Rav Chaim, and he doesn't think that it's correct.
Rabbi, do we say that
Korach was eaten with Pesach?
According to
Hillel? The Korach was eaten... According to Hillel, that's another question. According to Hillel, did he eat the Pesach, Matzah, Umar, all three together, or did he just eat the Matzah and the Umar together? So the Pagyanke points out that that's a machlokes. Two gears. The Rambam writes explicitly he only ate the matzah and the maror together. He didn't eat it together with the korban pesach. And according to the most of the Rishonim, he ate, according to the Yerushalmi, is the fairest like that. Yerushalmi and Challah, he ate all three together. Pesach, matzah, and maror.
So
shouldn't the Afikoman be korach? What do you mean shouldn't the Afikoman be korach?
Why don't we have all of that? In other words, the whole thing is, therefore, if this is the way that Noah ate the Pesach, so wouldn't it make more sense for the Afikoman to say it?
I mean, the Afikoman is Echel Pesach, according to the Rosh, then why don't we have the Korach at the end of the Seder? It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. I don't know. It's an interesting kasha. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Tur quotes a practice from the Rishonim, from Rashi, in many of the Balei HaTosafot, which was an extremely widespread practice that to the Seder night, they would only use what's popularly known today as matzah mitzvah. The matzahs that were baked on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. The matzahs that were baked already before, now the Bizman Hazeh, all the factories are all closed now. They're already finished making all the matzahs. No one's making any more matzahs. So the Rashi's opinion and the Balei HaTosafot held that you're only yotzei by the Seder if you eat matzahs that were baked on Erev Pesach. Where in the world does this come from? That's a big problem. The Mishnayis say Beferish Fakir. Mishnayis are black and white Fakir. The Mishnah talks about being Yerzi B'chalas Toide Rikiki Nozi Rasson Liyatzma Sonim Kibashuk and Lamed Hemer Aleph. The Mishnah, the Gemara says, obviously he made this Chalas Toide Rikiki Nozi not on Erev Pesach. You don't bring a carbon Toide on Erev Pesach. You don't say Mizmul HaSeidah. Especially some Rishonim held the version of Rashi, you gotta bake the Matzah's Mitzah Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Erev Pesach after Chatzos, the Meshuggah is baking Chalas Taida. What is he, crazy? When is he going to bring the Korban Taida? After Pesach. What is he baking Chalas Taida? Obviously he baked it a few days ago. So the Mishnah is beferish against Rashi. Where did he get this idea from? That the Yerom Yoytze the Matzah says all over against Rashi. The Yerom Yoytze the Matzah, if it's baked on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So there are two versions in Rishonim. So some Rishonim say the source is the Gemara Kuf Chof Amud Beis, the Or Zarua, and others say. The marker of the Rashi is the Dar Gemara Faket. Even though the Mishnah says the Feirish Yotze with matzah that were baked way before Pesach, the Gemara Paschas against the Mishnah. What Gemara? When Gemara? The Gemara that we spoke about yesterday on Kuf Chof Amud Beis, where the Gemara says the Machlokes Rabbi Kivan of Loza Ben Azarya, whether the Din of Chatzos by Korban Pesach is a Din de Raisa or a Din de Rabbanon. What's the difference? Halacha l'maaseh, you have to eat the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. Difference is, whether you have to eat matzah and mara by Chatzos.
if the din of chatzayis by korban pesach is a din deraisa, and then you have a pasuk that where all three are mentioned together in the same pasuk, pesach matzah mor or achilas pesach matzah mor. So I say that's called a hekish. When you have a few dinim written in the same pasuk, is a hekish. So I say that just like the korban pesach has his man of chatzayis, so to the matzah mor has his man of chatzayis. But if you hold that the whole din of chatzayis by korban pesach group is only midirabbanon. So we explained yesterday, it only makes sense to make such exer the Rabban by Korban Pesach because there's a chashash. They may come lidei kilkul, they may come lidei aver, but by matzah mor, there's no chashash, so they're never introduced. We discussed it yesterday, no? I think so. So there's no chashash, there's no din of chatzayis. So what does the Gemara say? That if you hold like Rav Lozim and Azariah, and that's a machlok, it's 2 days in Tezid, you pass like Rav Akivit, you pass like Rav Lozim and Azariah. So what does the Gemara say? That there's a hekish between Pesach matzah in Moror, and whatever this manashal zeh is manashal zeh. Whatever this man of the Korban Pesach is, that's this man of the matzah in the Moror. So that's what the Yerzaruah, now the Rishonim quote in the name of Rashi, this is the mocker of Rashi that contradicts the Mishnah and Laman Hei Maralot. You gotta have a strong mocker to argue with the Mishnah. So that's what they say. These Amaroyim are telling you that we don't paskin like the Mishnah. Omar Rove, Ochal matzah bizman azeh, lacha chatzis, l'rab lozim and azar, l'yotz dechavasa. Rava is coming, Rava had broad shoulders, he's coming to knock off a Mishnah. He's coming to tell you that the Zman of Korban Pesach has to be the same Zman, the Zman of Matzah has to be the same Zman as the Korban Pesach. Now Rava is only talking about the Zman Achila, because that pasuk with the Iskish Lahadavi is not talking about the Shechitas of Pesach. They're talking about Achilas Pesach, Achilas Matzah, and Achilas Mor. Yochlus habasa balayin that situation matzahs halmarom yochlu. It's talking about achilas matzah and mor achilas korban pesach achilas. So the Yerzaruah quotes in the name of Rashi. No. Once you have Rava who says that it's iskish lahadadi with respect to this manim. So not only is this true regarding this manim of achila, which the pasuk is actually speaking of, it even applies with respect to this manim of the asiyas ha-pesach and the asiyas ha-matzah. Asiyas ha-pesach is the shechita, the avodas ha-shechita. And the afiyah samatzah is the afiyah. So the afiyah samatzah, the baking, the lisha, the afiyah, the baking of the matzah has to be done the same zman that the afiyah pesach has to be done. So just like afiyah pesach is only kosher erev pesach after chatzos, so too the afiyah samatzah will only be kosher erev pesach after chatzos. Very flimsy mocker. The Gemara doesn't say a word about it. The Gemara says about the iskish ladadi based on the pasuk iskish ladadi regarding the zman achila. The pasuk doesn't talk about asiyah and echet. They said that Rava is coming to reject the Mishnah. Kama v'kama sugyas the Mishnah is where it says beferish that the Yerzaruah lists them all off. Where it says beferish that you can be yetzel and matzah that were baked before chatzayis and erev pesach in the afternoon. He says, come to Rava next to Leir Zaf in the Mesichta. Mesichta ends on Kuf Chav Aleph on base. This is Kuf Chav on base. Rava has the final say, Hilchos Kibasra, and he rejects everything that it says in the whole Mesichta up until here. There's the matzahs are not baked after chatzayis, not yetzi. Where? Rava never said it. Rava never said it. But that's what Rashi, that's one version of Rashi. That this is the mocker to reject all of the kulas of the Tanoim. We paskin that the matzahs have to be baked after chatzayis. The Vilna Goyen, the Shulchan quotes it. The Tur quotes it, that this was the common practice all over Europe. This was the practice of all the Bali Atesis, Rashi and the Bali Atesis, used to bake the matzah, there Pesach Efter Chatzos. The Vilna Goyen, when this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Vilna Goyen attacks us and he says that this is ridiculous. What are you going to do by Erev Pesach, Shchali is B'Shabbos? The Shechitas HaPesach is Deich HaShabbos. You're going to tell me that you bake the matzahs on Shabbos afternoon? That's ridiculous. Nobody says you're allowed to bake matzahs afternoon. So when you bake matzahs before Shabbos. So you see that it's okay. That's the Goyen Steiner. That's the Rav Soloveitchik also when he would talk about this topic of Matzah's Mitzvah. So today, there's no Rashi, there's no Bali Atesis alive today, just have the Hasidim. The Hasidim are medactic, the Dafke Matzah's Mitzvah, Matzah's that are baked there, Pesach after Chatzos. So Rav Soloveitchik always used to laugh off this Chumrah, and he always used to say over, he didn't say over from the name of the Vilna Goyen, but he said the same argument. Just there, he would say chuckling, always laughing with a laughing tone. What are they going to do? You just tell me, what are they going to do when their Pesach falls on Shabbos? They're going to bake the matzah on Shabbos? Of course they're not going to bake it before. So you see that they admit themselves that it's wrong. So when you look in the Rishonim say, and some of the Hasidim do it today also like that, the Rishonim say that the Balei HaTosfos were medaktik to bake the matzahs on Leil HaSeder. Whenever Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, so they would not bake it before. They would bake it Leil HaSeder. So somebody mentioned that to Rabbi Soloveitchik, that that's what the Hasidim do. So he was chuckling and laughing that way also. So he said, well, that's ridiculous. And if you shech the Korban Pesach, Leil Pesach is no good. The whole idea, you have to bake the matzahs the same zman as Iskish to the Korban Pesach. You have to bake the matzahs the same zman that you have to do the Asiyas HaPesach. If you do the Asiyas HaPesach, Leil Chamishos, it wouldn't be good. Asiyas HaPesach has to be Yud Dalet Acha Chatzreis. So Leil Tezvav is no good. So just like it's no good for the Korban Pesach, it's no good for the matzahs, so it gained nothing. But it says in the Rishonim, that's what the Balei HaTosfos did. It says in the Farish, that's what the Balei HaTosfos did. And in fact, it says in the Balei HaTosfos that the Goyim in their times were very religious, devout Catholics. And the bake shops, the bakeries belonged to the Goyim, like we spoke yesterday about the Barcelona, the bakery belonged to the Goyim. So they were very religious. So on Saturday night was already Sunday. So they wouldn't allow any Jews to use their bakery. They were closed down on Sunday. So that the Rishonim had a bribe. There were a few bakeries in town. So most of the Catholics were very devout. But they wouldn't be bought off for money. There would always be one who wasn't so observant. They would buy him off, they would bribe him. He would let the Jews use his bakery. So they would bake in shifts. So some of the Balei HaTosfos didn't begin their Seder till 2 o'clock in the morning on Pesach night, when it was Motzoi Shabbos, because they had to bake the matzahs in shifts, because they didn't have enough bakeries available. The others wouldn't accept any bribe. Only one, that's how they were right. Only one guy wasn't too religious, and he would let them use his bakery even though it was Sunday, it's their Sabbath. So you see the favorites that the Rishonim was very makbid on this. I think it doesn't make any sense. If you shech the Korban Pesach that night, it wouldn't be good. So Acharonim point out, no. They point out with a straight face, no. That Rashi on Daf Samachem and Beis, the beginning of Eilu Dvar Mepesach, Dechenes HaShabbos, Rashi writes, the Shechites HaPesach and the Zrikas HaPesach is Deches Shabbos. The Tzlias HaPesach is not Deches Shabbos. When that Pesach falls on Shabbos, so the broiling of the Korban Pesach may not be done on Shabbos. That you can do Leil HaPesach, Leil Seder on Yom Tov. But the Shechit and the Zrikas Adam is Deches Shabbos. So Rashi says, why? Because the Shechit and the Zrika is Eif Shalas is Balayla. The Tzlias you can do Balayla. The Shechit and Zrika you cannot do Balayla. Why not? Why can't you do the Shechites HaPesach Balayla? So Rashi says, because there's a din of Vayikra, chapter Zion, B'yom Tzavos HaLachav is Korbanayim, B'yom Elo Balayla. The general din in all Avodas HaDam of Korbanis, that Avodas HaKorbanis has to be done by Yom. Akrobas Kol HaKorbanis has to be done by Yom. So I'm trying to pick on this Rashi, and they ask, what do Rashi have to come with the general din that says that all Hakrovas Korbanos has to be done by Yom? We could have quoted better. The Pasuk says that the Hakrovas Korban Pesach has to be done Yud Dalet in the afternoon. So if you're going to wait till Leil Pesach, it's not Yud Dalet, it's Tezvav. So even if there weren't such a universal din, a general din, that all Korbanos have to be by Yom, even if there would have been a din, Korbanos can be Balayla, but the Korban Pesach cannot be Balayla, it has to be Dafki Yud Dalet Bein Ho'abayim. After Chatzai, so they say, you see from Rashi that theoretically Tezvav Balayla would have been good. The only reason why it's not good is because Balayla. Otherwise it would have been good. What about the 14th Bein Arba'im? The answer is, the Gemara says in Chulin and in other places that in Kodshim, Halayla Halach Achrayim. So Leil Tezvav is really considered Yudalit. For Kodshim purposes, the days begin with Alos HaShachar. For Chulin purposes, for all other purposes, they say, you listen to the radio, they say the Jewish Sabbath and the Jewish holidays begin from sundown to sundown. That's only for Chulin purposes. But for Kachin purposes, the days begin with Alos HaShachar. So Leil HaPesach still belongs to Yud Dalet. So when the Torah says the Hakrovas Korban Pesach has to be Yud Dalet Bein Ho'abayim, means Yud Dalet after Chatzos. So what we call Leil Tezvav is, in the Beis HaMikdash, is still called Yud Dalet after Chatzos. After Chatzos Hayom, till the middle of the night, till after midnight, till Alos HaShachar, Tezvav in the morning, it still belongs to Yud Dalet. So Rashi has to come out with a different reason why it's no good. So he says the reason why the Shechites HaPesach and the Zrikas HaDam cannot be done by Laila is because it's a general din, B'yom Tzavos HaBayom Olah B'Laila. But if not for that din that Avodas B'Laila is no good, He could have brought the Korban Pesach Balayla Tosefta. That's why Rashi, the Shitosa, that's why Rashi in the Balayla Tosefta is to bake their matzahs Leil HaSeida. Whenever Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, they felt that Leil Tezvav really belongs to Yudalad when he gets to Kachmi. So theoretically, it should have been his man of Hakrovis Korban Pesach. He can't do the Korban Pesach technically because there's a Psul Vavoida Balayla, but that Psul doesn't apply to matzahs. There's not a law he can't bake matzahs Balayla. The matzah just needs his man of the Korban Pesach, the theoretical is man of the Korban Pesach. So it is the right man. That's how the Achreinim on the Yashiv this practice. This is one version of Rashi. This is the famous version of Rashi, that the matzahs have to be baked there at Pesach after Chatzos. Other Rishonim write differently though. Other Rishonim write the matzahs have to be baked there at Pesach, and even if it's in the morning is also okay. The matzah. If you bake it in the morning of Erev Pesach, that's not the Zman of the Shechitas HaPesach. So Man is time in the morning of Yud Dalet, from the morning of Yud Gimel, from Yud Gimel Ador or Yud Gimel Tishrei. If you're already allowing baking of the matzah the morning of Yud Dalet, there's nothing to do with Shechitas HaPesach. It's not based on Rabbi's Hekish, not the way the Ozeruah quoted from Rashi, based on Rabbi's Hekish. So what is that based on? How can you say that you have to bake the matzah Zavka on Erev Pesach, but we would allow you to bake it in the morning also? One of the Rishonim writes there's a Sefer HaNayor. Who put it out recently? They reviewed it. I think Rabbi Gershon Attal just printed it recently. So in this Sefer HaNayor, by one of the Talmidim of Rashi, the Balei HaTosefta, he writes that was their practice all the time. He used to bake the matzahs in the morning of Yud Dalet, but Chalila, not to bake it earlier. So what do you accomplish by baking in the morning of Yud Dalet as a Pella? So that's where Rav Soloveitchik used to have his contribution. He gave his pshat. So he had a whole pshat that you have to bake the matzahs lishma. Means that by baking the matzahs, challah din matzah on it. So he had a source in Rishonim from the Balamor and the Ramban, earlier in the Mesicht, the Psochim, that the shem matzah can only be chal at a time that there's a shem chametz. When there's no shem chametz, there's no shem matzah. Because the Yerushalmi says you're not permitted to eat matzah the Erev Pesach. So there's a machlokes or Rishonim, when does Erev Pesach begin? The Balamor says you're only forbidden to eat matzah Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Erev Pesach in the morning you can eat matzah. There's no shame matzah unless there's a shame chametz.
No shame chametz because
it's
the mikdash.
That's a taina. That's a kasha against the whole Balamor and the Ramban. That's an argument. But that's they're working like this. There has to be a shame chametz for Pesach. So the Balamor writes that the only time the Yerushalmi says you're forbidden to eat matzah is there a Pesach after Chatzos when you have a Shem Chometz? The Ramban says, no, you already have a Shem Chometz in the morning because it's a mitzvah of Tashbisu. And others hold, some Achrenim write, you're not allowed to eat matzah even Leil Bedikas Chometz, Leil Yudalid, because there's a Shem Chometz for Bedikah. So the mitzvah of Bir Chometz already begins with the Rabbanon to the extent that you have the Chovetz Bedikah. So all the three opinions are working with this premise. The premise being that a Shem Matzah only exists at a time that you have a Shem Chometz. This notion is based on the Gemara, Laman Hei Amadal. The Gemara says, only lechem abol ledei chimutz, adam yotze bidei chavosai lematzo. But if dvorm are not born bidei chimutz, ein adam yotze bidei chavosai v'shem matzo. That's on Laman Hei Amadal, the Gemara has a drosha. So the Balamor and the Ramban and others have worded it like that. That's how they seem to have understood and interpreted this memory in the Gemara, that it only has a shame matzo at a time that there exists a Shem Chometz, and this thing could have been Bola Dechimus. So if you have to bake the matzah, Lishma means that by baking the matzah, it's Chal Hashem Matzah. How can it be Chal Hashem Matzah if there's no Shem Chometz yet? So that's why some Rishonim insist you have to bake Erev Pesach after Chatzos, like the Balamor, that there's no Shem Chometz in the morning. And the Ramban says, no, there is a Shem Chometz in the morning, so you can bake the matzah in the morning. The Ramban and the Balamor are not talking about baking matzah, they're talking about the Isser of Yusham, of eating matzah Erev Pesach, but they're working on such a premise. There's no shame matzah unless there's a shame chametz. Rav Soloveitchik applied their svaris to this issue, the issue of the baking of the matzah. Yeah, but then it's a pella. So where is there a source anywhere in the Gemara to contradict the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Hei? The Mishnah and all the Gemara say you can't be yotze with matzah that was baked a month in advance, a year in advance. So according to the Ozeruah's version, he says that Rava, when you get to Daf Kufchof and Beis, when you get to Rava at the end of the Masechta, Rava meant to reject everything, even though it doesn't really say it in Rava, so Rashi added on a little bit. But if he's saying that it has nothing to do with the Hekish to the Korban Pesach because of Shem Chometz, Shem Matzah, where is there a Gemara that says that you don't paskin like the Mishnah? Very strange, but that was a very widespread practice in the days of the Rishonim. Okay, we'll stop here. Linera, Sunday morning is a normal day? L'chera? No. What time do we usually learn on Sunday? 11:30? Linera, 11:30. Is the same as the Zman of Korban Pesach. Does that Hekish apply also on the level of the Rabbanan to Arba Kaisis or not? Is the Redin at Arba Kaisis also need the same Zman or not? That's the Shaila Benegir to starting the Seder. The Taisis writes on the first Mishnah in Arvi Pesachim that the Mishnah says you shouldn't begin the Seder Ad Shetechshach. What do those last two words mean? You're not allowed to begin to eat the meal Ad Shetechsha. What's Ad Shetechsha? The Tosfos has a chiddush. Not all the Rishonim agree. Tosfos has a chiddush that even if the person wants to be Moisef Mechoil Al HaKodesh, and he wants to say Kiddush early, like on a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov, all other Yomitam, all those Shabbosim, on Pesach night you can't do that. Because the Pasuk says, they claim that this is what it means in the Tosefta. Other Balei HaTosfos deny, but that's what Tosfos says. The Rimi Kurvail. Is in the Tosfos on Tzadik Tes on the days of Yom Haskal Ad Shetechsha. It says in the Chumash V'Ochlos HaBasa Balaylo Hazeh. You have to eat the Korban Pesach Balaylo. U'matzo Moror Iskishu LePesach. That's the Gemara Kuf Chof on the base, because it's written in the same passage. So just like the Gemara says that there's a Hekish when you get to the Sof HaZman, that you can't be Yoytze Mach in the Moror after Chatzos. If you hold like Rav Lozem and Azariah, the Chatzos is their Eise, so too the Iskishu when you get to the Tchilos HaZman. That one would not be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach during the Zman of Tosefes Yontes, because even though you're Moser Mechorel Al HaKodesh, you only mekabel the Kedusha Sayyem of Yontif earlier, but it doesn't convert it into Laila. You can't say that it's a V'yochos HaBasa B'Laila HaZeh. Laila is only after Tzeisach Kechavim, when you know for sure that it's Laila. Just like one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach during the Zman of Tosefes, so too one, Tesis claims, one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of matzah and maror during the Zman of they don't have any Korban Pesach. You can also not fulfill the mitzvah of matzah and maror during the Zman of Tosefes. So how did we jump from there to say that you can't begin to say you can't begin Kiddush till after Tzeisach Kechavim? Because we say that even though the Hekish on the level of the rice only applies Pesach, matzah umaror, there clearly is no Hekish by Abikosah, only the Rabbanon. But once they introduced Arba Kaisis, so they declared as if the Hekish goes on Arba Kaisis as well. Midi Rabbanan. The Hekish goes, all mitzvahs alaylo are iskishu ador de minigir to this month. Then you shouldn't begin to say the Kiddush, because the Kiddush is the first of the Arba Kaisis. You shouldn't begin to say the Kiddush until after Tzeisach Kechavim, because we require all the mitzvahs alaylo. And every other Shabbos and Yom Tov Tzeisach holds, you may say Kiddush mebod yom. But aleil Pesach not, because the Kiddush is the first of the Arba Kaisis. And the Abakasins are also included in the Hekish. And that Taisus is like the Ran said in Megillah. The Ran quotes the Taisus. He doesn't tell you where the Taisus is. This is it. The Ran said in Megillah that if you're going to be Machmir to finish the Afikoyman before Chatzais, that's not only the Afikoyman, because Afikoyman is Dika Mitzvah Smatz. He says only Abakasins. Because everything is Iskish. Where is that Taisus? This is our friend who said, we don't have that Taisus. Of course we have that Taisus. That Taisus is quoted in Shulchan Aruch that you shouldn't begin to say Kiddush because we require even the Abakoises are also Iskishu the Korban Pesach, and you need Balai Lazeh, Bechlus Abbas, Balai Lazeh, doesn't only go on Korban Pesach, it goes on Matzah Mor, it goes on the Abakoises as well. In Brachas on Daf Chav Zayin, where the Gemara says you can make Kiddush Mabod Yom, you can be Mekabel Shabbos and make Kiddush when the sun is still shining, there's a Tesve Harosh. We don't have this printed on the Daf and Antesve. Tesve Harosh quotes other Rishonim who disagree on the first step. They say you can even eat Korban Pesach when the sun is shining on Erev Pesach. Ayit says, V'achlus HaBasa Balaylo HaZeh. And the Gemara says, Balaylo V'lo Bayom. That if you eat the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, the Gemara says, Yerayv on this Yisir HaSeh. So the Tesfir Rosh says, no, that's the Gemara Mem Aleph on the base. The Gemara says, V'achlus HaBasa Balaylo HaZeh is an Yisir HaSeh. Balaylo and Bayom Lo. That if you eat the Korban Pesach Bayom, Erev Pesach, Yerayvan and Isiresi. So the Tosfos Harosh quotes other Balei HaTosfos saying, no, that means if you eat it on Erev Pesach before you, Mekabel Kedushas Yontif. But if the person was Mekabel Al Atmo Kedushas Hayoyim, if there is such a thing as Tosfos Yontif, if you believe in Tosfos Yontif, the Rambam maybe holds there's no Tosfos Shabbos, no Tosfos Yontif, it doesn't exist. Doesn't exist possibly. But if you hold that there is such a thing as Tosfos Yontif, that if you must, Mekabel Al HaKodesh, it's Chal, So then the Tesviya Rosh says he can even eat the Korban Pesach Mebodyom. That's a chiddush. But the most of the Balei HaTosfos hold not so. That's out of the question. You can't be yotzei Korban Pesach Mebodyom. It says Balayla Azeh. Balayla means Dafka Balayla, not in the morning of the first day Pesach and not on Erev Pesach, even though you are Moisif Mechoyla HaKodesh. You can't be yotzei. So who are the Nami? You have the Hekish, the Negev to Matzah and Morer, and the Negev to all the Arba Kosis as well. Have in mind the fairies to be out there then. Then you won't have to eat the afikomen. According to Tosfos and the Rashbam, the only reason to eat the afikomen is that that's the mitzvah's matzah. The Rosh disagrees. Usually we follow the Rosh. The Rosh disagrees. He says that that's not correct. He says the mitzvah's matzah, you ate it at the beginning of the meal when you said the bracha al achilas matzah. You had your desires matzah. And afikomen is zechel pesach, which was always nechel al asova. They always used to eat the korban pesach at the end of the meal. That's a din in the mechilta has. The Bavli never has that din. A pesach nechel al asova. It has it a little bit, but it doesn't really spell it out. The Yerushalmi explains what it means. A pesach nechel al asova. According to the Yerushalmi, means that it's eaten Tosfos and Afayinam and Aleph quotes the Yerushalmi. That the Pesach should be eaten at the end of the meal, because people aren't allowed to eat too much on our Pesach in the afternoon, in the morning, afternoon, especially if they're fasting. So they're going to be starving when it comes to Pesach night. They're hungry, especially if you say the first day for the Haggadah, so they're going to be hungrier. So then, by the time it comes to eat the meal of the Korban Pesach, in their eagerness, in their haste to eat the flesh, because they're hungry, they may by mistake break one of the bones, and the Korban Pesach is a very soft, has very soft bones, because it's a very young animal. That's the season of the year that the animals are born. And they're very tiny and they're very soft. If you wait till next year, the animals are born in the Nisan time, in the springtime. If you wait till next year, then it's possible for Korban Pesach, because it's a Pesach Shavar Shnosa. If it's past the first birthday, it's no good. So you have to use one that was born this year, and it has to be Ben Shmein Oyam, has to be 8 days old, but it's just going to be a week and a half old, it's going to be 2 weeks old, that's about all. So it has very soft bones, so it's very easy to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. You can chew into it accidentally, or you can break it accidentally without even trying, without even meaning to break the bones. So the Yerushalmi says they made Gzeira de Rabbanon. The Yerushalmi holds that this din, that a Pesach Nechal Ala Sova, is only a din de Rabbanon, Gzeira Mishum Shvira Setzim. That you may by mistake break some of the bones. So the Yerushalmi understands if the guy is already eating the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal, he's not starving, he's not in such eagerness, he's not in such a rush to swallow some of the food. So we're not concerned, we're not afraid that he's going to break the bones. So the Yerushalmi understands HaPesach Nechal Ala Sova the way we usually assume, that it means you eat it at the end of the meal. So there's man hazeh that there's no Korban Pesach, so we make a Zechel HaPesach by having Afikomen at the end. And the Afikomen is the Zechel HaPesach. That's how the Rosh understands. That's how we Alpi Pashtus learn the Mishnah also. In the end of the Masechta, it says, "Ein Matir Nach HaPesach HaFikomen." You're not allowed to eat dessert after you finish eating the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara has a machlokes. What about this man hazeh? This man hazeh, we don't have any Korban Pesach. So we eat matzah at the end, Zechel HaPesach. The matzah is eaten at the end of the meal, Zechel HaPesach, because the Pesach was Nechel Ala Sova at the end of the meal. So the Gemara has a machlokes. Does the din of the Mishnah apply also? That Ein Matir Nach HaMatzah Afikomen, that you shouldn't eat anything. We call the last thing afikomen because you're not allowed to eat dessert after it. So the Gemara has a machlokes, and we pass in that the din does apply, even as man has said the din applies. Or the Mishnah on Kuf Chof Amir Aleph says, Yoshnu Miktsasan Yochlu Kulan Lo Yochlu. Let's say you have a group of people are sitting and eating the afikomen. The Rashbam says, the Shulchan Aruch says, they started eating the afikomen. Hizchila Lechol Piskon. The Yiked din in the Mishnah goes, they're in the middle of eating the Korban Pesach, and then they all fell asleep. So the Mishnah says, if everybody fell asleep, lo yochlu, they're not permitted to continue eating. Why? So there are two pshatim the Rishonim give. The Ravid writes, based on the Gemara earlier, that Korbanus needs shmira. 2 hours and he comes back and he doesn't know whether it became nitma or did not become nitma. Does he have the right to shtel after chazoket, that 3 hours ago was tohar? He has the right to assume that it's still tohar. So the Gemara says, maybe you should have had the right to shtel after chazoket, but there's a psul of hesach hadas. If nobody was watching it, then there's a halacha that it's possible because it may have become nitma. There's a machlokes amaroim in the Gemara in the Lamed, whether the Psul Hesach Hadas is Betoras Vaday or Betoras Sofik. Is it because it's a Sofik Shema Nitma, or do you say because of the possibility Shema Nitma?